The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thanksgiving's come and gone. Throughout the day, many have hit the streets and stores looking for Black Friday bargains. A handful of schools are about to wage war on the gridiron in semifinal action. But here in the heart of the Upper Cumberland, basketball reigns supreme. And it's in Gainesboro tonight that two proud programs get ready for their first clash of the season. Head coaches Matt Walker and Rob Edwards have brought their black, purple, and gold squads along the 20-mile commute down the Cumberland River to meet coaches Jim Brown and Kevin Thomas, who have their pitchfork-packing players ready for action. The Lady Dogs seek to maintain the series dominance over the Lady Devils, who are starting to stir up the fire that they've had in seasons prior, while the Dogs defend their early season perfect record against one of their most bitter rivals. We're on hand for what's sure to be an action-packed evening in another installment of the Clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show, folks, and our second basketball broadcast of the season. For the first time this year, we're on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to do a good job for you tonight as I describe the action on the court in front of us. I'll be joined throughout the evening by others. Now, as always, is a man who I hope's had time to digest all that Thanksgiving turkey from yesterday. He's our network analyst, founder, and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
I'm still working on it, Daniel. I had a little leftovers today, didn't you?
Well, I did. We're certainly lucky. Got plenty of good stuff yesterday, as we do every day.
No doubt. Black Friday basketball, you alluded to it here on the Horizon Sports Network. And, you know, they may not be district foes anymore, but this one's still important. Anytime you get Clay County and Jackson County together, it just means a little bit more, Daniel.
It does. Very similar to playing Pickett County. These neighboring towns, everybody's had great years in both boys and girls basketball at times, and it's bragging rights, you know.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. But, of course, we wouldn't be here on this Black Friday without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show from Gainesboro, Tennessee, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're just going to go over Clay County's most recent games that will be in the paper next week. The Lady Dogs improved to 2-1 with a 54-36 win over East Robertson Monday in a game that was closer than the final score indicated. Though Clay County led almost the entirety of the contest, the Lady Indians made a run in the third to make it a one-point game before the Lady Dogs outscored them 15-2 in the fourth to pull away. Hallie Buford led the Lady Dogs with 17 points. Baylor Walden had 7, Bella Ashlock 6, Lacey Wick 6, Madison Hayes 5, Halen Garrison 5, Ella Eats 3, Natalie Smith 3, and Emmy Carr 2. Daniel, pretty good home debut for the Lady Dogs, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was. It's going to be a good tune-up, as will tonight, for our upcoming conference action after Christmas. But East Rob had a great young freshman player and another couple of other role players, so a pretty good team. I think it's a good win.
On the boys' side, the Dogs stayed unbeaten at 2-0 by down in East Robertson, 62-47. It was a three-point game at the end of the first quarter and at halftime before a big third-quarter push by Clay County kind of put the game away. They outscored the Indians 20-9 in the frame before winning by 15 going away. Nate Adams led the way with 14. Weston Burville and Nolan Adams had 9 each. Lance Burchett and Kyler Westmoreland had 7 apiece. Wyatt Browning and Andrew Smith both had 6. And Cole Leeds 4, Daniel. You know, we saw Adams and Browning both in foul trouble in that game. And, you know, Clay County still kind of kept control of that one.
Yeah, another good win there, and saw some depth. Coach Edwards having to go due to some foul trouble onto his bench some, and saw some good things. Going to develop nicely, I think, again this year.
Folks, we'll let you read all the details of those games in the paper coming up next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jackson County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time for the Ashlock and Strong Girls 7A update. Not a whole lot of games happening this holiday week. Recent action back on Monday night saw Clay County beat East Robertson 54-36, as Thomas just talked about. Also on Monday night, it was Redmond Springs who lost to these Jackson County Lady Blue Devils in an overtime contest 42-54. Tonight's action that's going on, let's see here. Tuesday, I've got several things. So Saturday, we'll start there. Redmond Springs on Saturday, that's tomorrow. They'll be playing Wilson Central down in the Lebanon Classic. This coming Monday, it's going to be Gordonsville playing at Watertown. And then next Tuesday, it'll be Pickett County at Stone Memorial, Clark Range at Cumberland County, and Clay County hosting Macon County this coming Tuesday. I don't think there's any other contest going on that I could find here tonight. Current District 7A standings, of course, no conference games have been played, but Clark Range 1-1 on the year, Clay County 2-1, Gordonsville 1-2, Pickett County 0-1, Redbone Springs 1-2 on the season. This Girls 7A update has been brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll play another ad or two, come right back, and do Tipsy's final take.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, getting very close to non-conference girls action here in Gainesboro. That means it's time for Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off. Brought to you by Ollie's Place. We'll kick over to Coach Sims and get his thoughts on this big matchup. Coach Sims, the first thing that jumps out at me, after a couple years of struggling, Coach Brown and the Lady Blue Devils off to a 4-0 start this year. We just talked about they got an overtime win against Red Bull this past Monday. What do you look for out of Coach Walker and the ladies to get a win tonight?
You know, I don't really know anything about Jackson County. I know it's been a while since they were 4-0 to start a year. You know, they've had some terrible years the last 5 or 6, but I talked to Jim during football season. He said somebody told me they played good this summer, and he said, "Yeah, we had a pretty good summer. So we're gonna be quite a bit better." But I just spoke to him a minute ago, and he said, "Well, we're not very big." He said, "Don't know if we can hang with y'all or not, but we'll be a good measuring stick, you know." So we'll see. I don't know what their strengths are or anything about them, but I just hope we play good. If we play good, I think we'll be all right. But you never know early in the year.
Of course, I guess the last question about it, based on the action that we saw against East Robertson the night, what's one thing that this Lady Dog team can do to improve the performance?
Unforced turnovers. You know, I don't know how many we had, but we had quite a few, you know, just unforced, just throwing it to them pretty much. You know, we clean that mess up. You know, that gives you about, 10 more possessions probably. You know, you probably score three or four of them. That's quite a few points.
There you go. Folks, that's been Tipsy Spinal Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll go to break for the playing of the national anthem.
There are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point. You can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, starting lineup's about to be announced here by PA announcer Kevin King. So we'll go ahead and announce the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups right here on the Horizon Sports Network. The home team, the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, their head coach Jim Brown, he's in his 32nd season overall. A 4-0 record this year. That means they have a four-game winning streak coming into tonight's action. Starting for Jackson County, number 11, Claire Williams. Number 12, Isabel Beatty. Number 44, Jalen Meadows. Number 50, Aaron Davidson. And number 21, Reese Thomas. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the visiting team tonight. Of course, as you can see, Clay County wearing their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on those. Clay County's head coach, Matt Walker, he's in his eighth season overall. 157 wins to 69 losses at this point in his career. A 2-1 record this season. The Lady Dogs are at a two-game winning streak into tonight's action. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number one, Maddie Hayes. A senior, number two, Bella Ashlock. A senior, number 11, Kendall Matthews. A senior, number 21, Hallie Buford. And a junior, number 22, Lacey Wicks. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Thomas Hummel's time for basketball here. Clash on the Cumberland, first installment this year.
Yeah, looking forward to this one as always. And like we said earlier, anytime you get Clay County and Jackson County together, it doesn't matter if it's football, girls basketball, boys basketball, whatever it is, it's always a good competitive contest and an old rivalry.
Certainly is. Going to be Hallie Buford stepping in to jump for the tip for Clay County. Of course, the Lady Dogs are going to shoot at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Jackson County will shoot at the hoop to our left during this first half of play as we sit right behind the scores table at the top of the lower section of seating here at Jackson County Gymnasium. Stepping in against Buford's going to be number 50, Aaron Davidson. I remember Davidson and a few others, Coach. A couple of these girls are turning from last year's starters.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I don't remember much about them, to tell you the truth.
Well, they only won six games total last year. Of course, Clay County won both of those contests. Matthews with it, gives to Buford out top. Hallie works to the left, gives to Ashlong. Bella looks inside to Maddie. Power dribble, never made it to the floor. She collects it, though, gives out to Ashlock. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Claire Williams for Jackson County. Lady Blue Devils on the offensive for the first time tonight. Williams with it. gives off at the top of the key to a teammate. Bear with me as I learn their names. That's Jalen Metis, who gives off to Davidson. Back to Metis. Her three-pointer from right wing, no good. Bella Ashlock on the rebound for Clay County. And they pass ahead. Layup off left side, no good by Buford. Fighting for the rebound were Hayes and Davidson, and a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Jackson. And we'll have to see if we see full court pressure, and it looks like we will, Coach.
Yeah. We're on 1-2-1-1.
7:17 mark of this first quarter. No score as of right now. Jackson County trying to beat this 10-second clock, and they do. Into the Lady Blue Devil front court with it. Williams with it. Right wing defended by Ashaw. Gives off out top to Meadows. Meadows uses a Davidson screen. Works the same side. Gives back over to Williams. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded in the paint by Davidson. Her putback no good. Maddie Hayes called for the foul. Of course, Hayes got in foul trouble Monday night against East Robertson. Had to sit early. I don't wish for that to happen tonight.
No, played a minute and 12, but she's already got one, so that's kind of a bad sign, I guess.
Teams met twice last year, of course, as Davidson knocks down the first one. Clay County won both of those, 44-25 and 65-38. Neither contest exactly close. In fact, Clay County an 11-game win streak in this series. Both of those free throws good by Davidson. Puts Jackson County up 2-9, 6:45 and ticking first quarter. Wicks with it out top. Gives off to Buford. Hattie drives the left side of the lane. Pulls up his elbow. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Bella. Ashlock penetrates into the paint all the way to the hoop, and she scores.
Good move.
That knocks it up at 2 apiece. 6:20 and ticking. Jackson County pretty easily that time beats the pressure. Gets into their front court. Working in the left corner, now back out top in the hands of Beatty. Beatty gives off to Williams. Williams, a nice pass inside to Jalen Metis, who misses the shot but draws the foul. Coach Sims, who committed the foul?
Kendall Matthews.
Matthews with her first of the contest. At the line shooting two, Jalen Metis. I don't have classes on these Jackson County players at this point. Jackson County perfect so far from the free throw line, 3-3, giving them this 3-2 lead. 2nd one's away. Also good. 4-2 the lead for Jackson County. Senior point guard Kendall Matthews works across the timeline, gives to Wicks at right wing. Now back to Buford, swung back to Matthews, back to Lacey, just quick ball handling. Hanley with it, now looks inside to Ashlock. Here's a nice move. Shot no good. Foul's called, though. Reese Thomas going to be called for the personal, and Bella Ashlock going to go to the line. Coach, looks like the game plan so far in this one, get it to Bella inside. Of course, she drove there once, posted up that time.
She's been out on the floor most of the time, but she did post up that time. Shot.
Good on the free throw. 4-3 now the score. Lady Dogs trailing by one. 2nd one's away. Also good. Knotted up at 4. 5:51 mark first quarter. Jackson Kenny on the inbound. Across the half court into a trap. Passing out of it now to Thomas. Thomas also in a trap. She's having difficulty. Gets it off to a teammate. It's Williams now who kicks to Davidson. Davidson quickly gives it back to number 44, Meadows. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. Maddie gives off to Bella. Bella going to handle the ball across the timeline. Sets up at the top of the key. Works the left side. Now gives to Matthews. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebounding it is Williams. And that's two fouls already on Matthews.
Yeah it is.
Four to four, 19 mark, first quarter. Jackson County on the inbound. Thomas with it, gives off baseline to Williams, back to Davidson outside, who kicks across the Metis. Good ball movement. Already, Coach, I know it's early, but I can see a big difference in this Jackson County team from years past.
Yeah, they're handling the pressure.
They struggled to not turn it over last year at times.
Right.
And, of course, they did turn it over there, but
And they're handling the 1-2-1-1. We threw some 2-2-1 half-court trap at them there, and they got out of it.
Clay County looking for their first lead of the contest, 4-4, 4:45 and ticking here in this first quarter. Wicks with it out top, swings to Matthews, now inside to Hayes. Hayes double team, loses the handle.
She can't put it on the floor. They're doubling, tripling her every time she gets it.
Jackson County off the steal. Williams gives to Mattis, three-pointer no good, rebound Buford. Hallie now with points on her mind as she has a full head of steam, pulls up at the top of the key and is fouled from behind. Davidson going to be called for the personal. Thomas, anything of interest to add early in this one?
Yeah, Bella Ashlock, all 4 points for Clay County so far in this one. Coach Sims talked about it at the end of the last game we broadcast. Try to get Bella Ashlock going, develop that second score
right
to Hallie Buford, and that's happening so far, isn't it, Coach?
So far.
Turnover for Jackson County here. Meadows takes it away from the Lady Dogs. Comes the other way, gives to a teammate. Williams with it out top. Now drives the left side of the lane. Her layup no good. Rebound to Ashlock. Bella across the timeline. Sets up at right wing. Now drives into the paint. Was stripped of the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. Checking in for Coach Walker, sophomore Ella Eads and sophomore Baker Walden. Checking out Kendall Matthews and Lacey Wicks. 4:04 mark, first quarter, 4-4 the score. Ella Eads to inbound from the Clay County baseline off to our right. Works it into Walden, her shot no good. Rebound and put back by Hayes, no good. Meadows for Jackson County pulls down the rebound. Two good looks at it there, Coach.
Yeah, it was.
Williams up top, swings to Thomas, now into the corner, into the hands of Beatty, who gives off to Williams. Williams steps back, defended by Ashlock. Ashlock's length denies the shot, and she passes off to Thomas at left wing. Now Davidson, who works against Hayes. Good matchup between these two centers for either squad. She gives off to Beatty. Beatty on the drive, kicks back to Thomas. Thomas now inside, works to Beatty right wing. She drives all the way to the paint. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Baker Walden. Walden gives off to Eads. Ella across the timeline. Coach Walker sends in the call. And the girls start to execute. Hattie with it out top. Gives to Eads at left wing. Step back three by Eads. No good. Rebounded by nobody. Goes out of bounds off Lady Devil. 2:50 mark now. First quarter. Still 4-4. No score in the last couple minutes of gameplay.
No, it's been hard to get buckets so far this game.
Eads with it. Works inside to Ashlock. She works against the double team. And a foul call. So Clay County with the size advantage down low between Ashlock and Hayes, but Jackson County doing a nice job of double-teaming.
Yeah, they're every time we get the ball down on the block, they're actually triple-teaming, I think.
Yes. Two behind, one in the front. Eads the inbound. Three team fouls for either squad. Inbound to Walden at the free throw line. Gets to Hayes, shot from right block. No good. Rebounded by Jackson County. Williams with it across the timeline. Kicks off in the corner to Beatty. Her three-pointer does not find the mark. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes going to give to Ashlock. Ashlock nearly has it stolen. Maintains possession. Works it ahead to Walden in right wing. Now Hayes at right wing with it. Maddie going to shoot the three. No good. Rebound Walden. Baylor with it. Power dribble. Putback. Shot was blocked. But she keeps it alive. Ashlock three-pointer no good. Almost should have been a jump ball called there or something, Coach.
Neither team can really get it to go in the hole.
No.
You know, Jackson County getting a lot of good looks. Can't make a shot. Clay County mission, you know, point blank attempts. Lid on the basket, Danny.
Well, the only way they score is at the foul line. They're fixing to get two more right here.
Reese Thomas.
We hit one shot, I guess. Two foul shots.
Yeah, Bella hit two free throws and then one from the right block.
Yeah.
Minute 53 mark of this first quarter. Reese Thomas makes it 5-4. 32-year veteran, Jim Brown's squad with an early lead. Not a lot of guys in the state other than maybe Lamar Rogers have been in it as long as Coach Brown.
No, he's getting a lot of seniority. The because he came right out of college. He's still not very old, you know.
No. Walden, three-pointer right wing, no good. Rebound Jackson County's Davidson. Reese Thomas hit both of those free throws. Jackson County up 6-4, trying to make it a two-possession game on this possession. Davidson inside spin moves, travels, going to come back the other way. Good no call on the foul.
Yeah.
Some officials would have called Bella for the foul.
Yes,
but
you walk.
Lady Dogs inbound, minute and a half left in this first quarter. Like Thomas said, a lid on the hoop essentially for both teams.
Yeah.
Jackson County, 6 points coming all on free throws. Ashok left corner, cross court to Eads. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Kept alive by Eads, though. Has it in the corner. Circles back into the paint to the hoop. Scores. Nice job there. 6-6 now the score. As the Lady Devils beat the pressure and get into their offensive end of the court. Williams with it. Gives to Meadows out top, who's defended by Eads. Swings back to Williams in the corner. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Buford, Wicks, Walden, and Eads. Beatty with it out top. Back to Thomas. Swings it to Williams at right wing. Thinks about a three. Ashlock there to deny that. Now Meadows with it. Working against Eads. And a foul call.
Yeah, she kind of touched, kind of held her a little.
First personal against Ella. Fifth team foul, so we'll see Jackson County go to the line. Remember, free throw change this year in rules. Five team fouls each quarter sends the other team to the line for two bonus free throws. No one and one anymore, and it resets each quarter. Jackson County perfect from the free throw line thus far, and it's not been the same girl multiple scores.
Yeah, three different Lady Blue Devils have been to the line, and you're right, they're perfect until now.
We jinxed them. Second one's missed. 30 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Jackson County with a one-point lead. Clay County with the basketball. Coach Walker sending in the instructions. Eads with it out top, letting time dwindle, letting the play develop. Walden, left wing, shakes and bakes, goes to the hoop. Foul going to be called against Jackson County. 14 seconds left on the clock. That's the fourth team foul against Jackson. Clay County then, man.
Trying to isolate Walden on the outside for the dribble drive, Coach. On that, Coach Walker may have seen a mismatch.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't really pay much attention.
Clay County on the inbound, down to 10 seconds. Buford with it, left corner, goes baseline. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Wicks. Wicks keeps it alive. 2 seconds on the shot. Eads fires the desperation three, no good. At then to one here in Gainesboro, Tennessee, it's Jackson County 7, Clay County 6.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, Tennessee, where Clay County trails Jackson County 6-7 here in the first half, headed into the second quarter. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, only a half dozen points. Bella Ashlock had four of those. Ella Eads has two. The Lady Blue Devils, all from the free throw line. They're 7 of 8 in the first quarter as they lead by one headed into the second. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
It certainly is a lot. Second quarter underway here. Clay County with the basketball. Buford in the corner. Gives to Smith. Natalie Smith checked in during the quarter break. We'll update you as to who's on the floor in a moment. Buford left wing. Kicks off to Matthews. Matthews to Smith. Smith top of the key, call for the travel. Of course, Smith knocked down a three-pointer in that contest Monday against East Drop.
We need to get Hallie going. She needs to score some.
another freshman, Henley Garrison, of course, in that game, knocking down a three. So two young outside shooters on this squad for Coach Walker this year. Jackson County back with it after the Clay County travel. Three-pointer, Williams, right wing, good. Jackson County, so often over the years, has always had good outside shooting. It's been a while since they've developed it. We do not want them to get hot from out there.
No.
10-6 the score. Lady Dogs trailing by two possessions here. Only
four
points.
You're not going to completely shut somebody out. You got to score something yourself. That's what's hurting us right now.
Yeah, six-point quarter, home pace for a 24-point game.
Yeah, that's not – need about triple that, at least double.
Yeah, like I said, just three field goals in this game with that three-pointer two by Clay County in the first quarter. So shooting percentage pretty rough at this point.
Buford misfires on the three-pointer from left wing. Jackson County with the rebound. Davidson with it. Wants to go all the way to the hoop. Does so. Misses the shot, though. Rebound Kendall Matthews. The senior point guard across the timeline. Spins, gives to Ashlock, right wing. Bella hands off to Eads. Ella Eads all the way to the hoop. Stole the ball. Claire Williams comes up with the steal for Jackson County. Gives to Meadows. Meadows across the timeline for head coach Jim Brown squad. Gives to Williams. Now Beatty in left corner. Inside to Davidson. Spin around, turn around, jumper. No good. Rebound Walden. Gives off to Eads. Ella, 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Jackson County's Thomas. Riley Thomas hands off to Claire Williams. And she comes across the timeline. 6-12 in ticking. Second quarter. Jackson County up by four. 10-6. Clay County struggling to score, as we've alluded to several times. And there's another three-pointer. It's Reese Thomas who knocks down the three-pointer and gives Jackson County the biggest lead of the night they've had. 7 points the difference, 13-6, 6:02 mark. Second quarter, timeout's taken.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Blue Devils 13-6 early in this second quarter, Daniel. Back-to-back threes from Jackson County.
They're starting to heat up. We need to do the same. Ella Eads fires the three. And there it is, the response.
Much needed.
5:45 and ticking second quarter. Clay County using that backcourt pressure and a timeout taken.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
On the floor for Clay County coming out of this timeout, power freshman Haylen Garrison and Natalie Smith playing out top. They're joined by Hallie Buford, Ella Eads, and Bella Ashlock. Step back three by Williams in the corner. No good. Rebound. Garrison off the tip of Ashlock. Garrison across the timeline into the front court. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Eads. Eads drives inside. 8-foot floater. No good. Rebound. Williams, but it's taken away by freshman Natalie Smith. She hands off to Garrison. Garrison going to circle back out. Let her teammates catch up. Drives. Kicks to Smith. Now Buford out top. Buford works right, back left, back right, all the way to the hoop and draws the foul. Buford, scoreless at this point, Thomas.
That's correct, Daniel.
Need Hadley to get going.
It's hard for us to win if she don't score.
Ella Eads has five to lead the way, Bella Ashlock four, all in the first quarter.
13-9 the score. Clay County still in single digits here, mid-second quarter, 4:55 and ticking on this inbound. Jackson County with the four-point lead. Lady Dogs trying to cut into that deficit. E3 sets. Coach Walker up sending in the signals. Gives to Smith. Now Garrison back out top to Buford. She drives. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks to Eads. Eads back to Buford. Hallie thought about a three. She's defended by Beatty. Kicks to Garrison. Garrison thought about a three. Kicks to Eads instead. Ashok posted up down low. Ball gets knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, and I think you got to give Isabella Beatty credit. Number 12 for Jackson County. She's kind of been face guarding Hallie a little bit and doing a good job and not giving her many looks.
No, they're really concentrating on her, which I said, everybody's going to start game planning for her.
Inside to Ashok. Bella loses the handle. Credit Jackson with good defense. They've disrupted our dribbles a lot.
They're playing good man.
Eads to Ashok. Ashok on the finish. Nice assist.
Yeah.
13-11 now the score. Jackson County works against the pressure. Gets to Williams. She's across the timeline at left wing. Gives to Meadows. Meadows hands off to Thomas. Thomas back to Williams. Three-pointer by her. In and out, no good. Rebound Eads. Eads with it quickly to the other end. All the way to the hoop. Turned away at the block by Meadows. Kicks to Garrison. Garrison swings to Buford. Buford drives inside. Left-handed layup. Good. 13-13 now the score. Knotted up. 3:33 and ticking. Second quarter. Davidson with it. Knocked away from behind. Ashok picks up the loose ball. Bella passes ahead to Natalie Smith. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Whistles blow and a foul call against Clay County. Yeah. What'd you say on that, Coach?
On the foul?
Yeah.
They got Bell over the back, I guess. All it could be.
First personal for Bella. Second team foul of the quarter. Jackson County inbound from in front of the Clay County bench off to our left here. Tight camera angle tonight, doing the best we can with it, folks. Thomas with it on the inbound for the Lady Devils. Kicks to Meadows in the corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound Ashoff. Bella going to run it up. Set up at the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Smith. Smith to Garrison. Garrison back to Ashoff. Under 3 minutes and going here in this second quarter. Knotted up at 13. Ashok to the hoop. Got her own rebound after the missed shot. Gives to Eads her three-pointer. No good. Rebounded this time by Davidson. She gives to Meadows across the timeline. Beatty in a trap. Passes off to a teammate. Garrison there with good defense. Jackson County maintains possession, though. Walden checks in, Ashok checks out. So, Coach, on the floor, we've got two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior. Young lineup.
Yep.
Give us something, Tom.
I've knotted up here after, Clay County got down by as many as seven, Daniel. They made a run to tie this ballgame. 7-0 run, to be exact.
Short break for Ashong. She's already back into the contest. Natalie Smith comes over and gets a breather. On the court for Coach Walker, Eads, Garrison, Walden, Buford.
Boom.
And Garrison knocking down a three from left wing. A big bucket for the freshman here, giving Clay County its first lead of the contest, 16-13. Maybe this is the moment that we need.
10-0 run, I believe in it.
Beatty with it. Her shot a little wild off the glass, no good. Jump ball called, simultaneous possession on the rebound. As we were saying, on the floor for Coach Walker, Hallie Buford, Ella E., Taylor Garrison, Bella Ashlock, and Baker Walden. Possession error was in favor of Jim Brown's squad. They inbound to Davidson. Davidson with it. Tied up for the ball by Garrison. Rips free, though, and travels.
Yeah, you've seen the intensity of Clay County kind of pick up. They've seen a shot or two go in, Coach. It's really helped their energy.
We're giving up some three because he's half-court trapping pretty much every pass. You give up some stuff if you don't turn it over. And luckily, they're missing them all right now.
Ticking under 2 minutes to play here in this first half. Clay County enjoying a three-point lead. Garrison fires another three right corner. No good. Rebound Williams. Williams across the timeline. Works to a teammate at left wing. Now Beatty in the corner. Her three's up and away. No good. Rebound Meadows. Meadows is put back. No good. Rebound to Ashlock. Now Eads coming up with the loose ball. Ella across the timeline, setting a quick pace. Steps back, dribbles through the legs, gives to Ashlock. Minute 25 and ticking, second quarter. Bella step back, long two-pointer.
Good shot.
It's a nice little play.
It will. Hope you called it a play or not, but it's a nice shot.
18-13 now. 5 points the lead for Clay County, extending on their lead. Jackson County trying to draw back within one possession. Can't do it. Shot by Williams. No good. Rebound Walden. Baylor into the front court. Gives to Hattie. Hattie with it. Step back two-pointer. No good. Rebound Thomas for Jackson County.
Good.
Ashlock almost coming up with a steal. Meadows with it, though, for Jackson County. Gives back to Williams. Out Tom. Now, is that boys coach Kevin Thomas's daughter, I think, coach playing? Reese Thomas.
Yeah, probably. I don't really know that for sure, but it probably is.
I know he had one a few years ago, Riley Thomas. Of course, she's graduated and gone,
yeah.
And I believe that's another daughter of Coach Kevin Thomas, probably.
Which one?
Yeah,
is
I'd say you're right, Daniel.
11 or 21 or
21.
Okay. I don't know how many kids he's got.
Jackson County called for the foul.
Well, we got the last possession of the half here. If we can just score.
22.8 seconds on this clock. As Coach Sims alluded to, potential last possession.
Yeah, Clay County has extended their unanswered run to 12-0.
12-0,
yeah.
It's 13-6 at one time.
18-13, the current score. 15 seconds and ticking. Buford with it, right across the timeline, defended by Beatty. Beatty knocks it loose. Hattie has to retreat, picks it up. Now the 6 seconds and a foul call. Fouls against Isabel Beatty. It's Beatty's second personal. Jackson County's 13th foul. Maddie Hayes checking back in, along with Lacey Wicks. Original five starters on the floor, 5.7 seconds left here in this second quarter. Wicks on the inbound, down to 3 seconds, now two. Buford with it in the corner. Buzzer sounds, was the shot good? They say it was not. It didn't matter because didn't go in anyway. We are at halftime here. 18-13, Clay County with the five-point lead.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Jackson County 18-13 here at the break in Gainesboro, and it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Slow start for the Lady Dogs as they trailed 7-6 to the Lady Blue Devils at the end of the first quarter, and then fell behind by as many as 7 with about 6 minutes left in the first half before they scored the last 12 points in the second quarter to gain this five-point lead here at halftime. Went on a 12-0 run that was sparked by Ella Eads' three-pointer. Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford both scored two, and then Halen Garrison knocked down another three-pointer before Ashlock finished off the run with another bucket. She leads the scoring for Clay County. So far in the first half, she has 8 points. Hallie Buford just 2. Ella Eads has 5. And Garrison, the lone three-pointer. Claire Williams has 3 for Jackson County. 5 for Reese Thomas. Jalen Meadows has 3. And Aaron Davidson also has a bucket for Jackson County. Again, Clay County leads 18-13 here at the half over Jackson County in Gainesboro. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, 2:25 left here at the half. Clay County's still waiting to come back out of the dressing room. We'll go ahead and do the local sports lowdown that's brought to us by Cumberland Exteriors. We'll start off with Hermitage Springs basketball. Each of the Hermitage Springs girls teams have a win on the season now. The 5th and 6th grade girls, coached by Izzy Hale, got their first win last week against Jackson County, while the junior high girls, also coached by Hale, picked up a win against Wilson this past Tuesday by a score of 31-10 behind a 22-point outing from Kalia Crawford. The girls and boys teams will both be back at it on Monday when they travel right here to Gainesboro to play Jackson County for a 4:30 tip. Sonic 8 basketball. Three of the Sonic 8 basketball teams will be in action on Monday at home in Bobby Bartlett Gym hosting Livingston for a 5:30 5th and 6th grade boys tip-off to be followed by both junior high teams. Tennessee Tech basketball. The Tech basketball team sets at 2-4 after recording a 79-75 overtime win against Presbyterian University. They'll be back on the court at home in the hoop on Tuesday when they face Western Carolina for a 6 o'clock tip. Freed Hardeman basketball. Sophomore Katie Eads and the Freed Hardeman Lady Lions are off to a strong start with a 7-1 record. They beat Oakwood University last Saturday 74-38 in a contest that saw Arms play 20 minutes, score 2 points, pull down 2 rebounds, and record 1 steal. They'll be on the hardwood on Tuesday, November 28th, when they travel to Blue Mountain Christian for a 3:15 tip. And finally, the Lubin Bears, Tyreek Kidd. His Lubin Bears are 3-7 on the season. They will play on Sunday in Brussels. This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, kind of a slow first half there. Fortunately, though, Coach Walker's team with a 5-point lead.
Yeah, we pretty much shut them down the last 6 minutes, I guess, and went on a 12-0 run. But, you know, so we could get our offense going a little better. This, I mean, we're on pace to score 36 now. It's just better than 24 like it was in the first quarter. But we need to get Hallie going a little and got Maddie back in the game. You know, she's just a couple of point blank shots. She needs to start making them.
Team switch into the court here to begin this third quarter play. Clay County working in the hoop to our left as we sit on the behind the benches here. Now takeaway, Maddie Hayes has it stripped by Meadows. Meadows into the Jackson County front court. They work at the hoop to our right now.
You talked about it early. Every time it goes into the post,
yeah,
Coach Brown's doubling down. You know,
she's got to learn to read where it's coming from. You know, she had the baseline side there. She went baseline. She had to try to turn back and paint. That one just right there took it away from her.
Good defense by Wicks. Disrupts the shot of Meadows. Clay County comes up with the loose ball. 7:25 and ticking third quarter. 18-13 the score. Black, purple, and gold ladies trying to extend on this 5-point lead. Ashok with it at the right elbow. Has it up high. Works to Buford. Baseline drive all the way to the hoop. Shot was blocked by Davidson. Jackson County's Beatty comes away with it. Coach Brown squad hanging in this when they led the majority of the first half. Now they trail by 5. They do have 2 3-pointers made here in the contest, as does Clay County, I believe, Ella Eads and Halen Garrison knocking down the 3s for Clay County. Williams tries one from left wing, no good, for Jackson County. Rebound Buford. Hallie with it now, top of the key, kicks off to Wicks in the corner, inside to Hayes, power dribble, spin to the left, no good on the shot.
She went the right way that time, just missed the shot.
Rebounded by Davidson. She's across the timeline. Hands off to Meadows, who's defended by Wicks. Dishes it in the corner to Beatty, defended by Matthews. Back out top to Williams. Williams on the drive. Kicks to Beatty. She circles into the paint. Kicks back to Williams. Step back 3, right wing. Good. Claire Williams has multiple 3s made in this one. And now a 2-point difference. 18-16. Play stomp, so Buford can tie the shoe on the court for Coach Edwards, or not Coach Edwards, rather, but Coach Walker, his original 5 starters of Buford, Ashok, Wicks, Hayes, and Matthews. Meadows doing a good job trying to stick with Buford. Hallie all the way to the hoop, though, underhanded shot, good.
Nice shot.
It's not an easy shot to make,
no,
is it?
No, it's not.
Here's the inbound. Wicks on Meadows in the backcourt. Good pressure. Meadows gets across the timeline, though. Wicks with her, stride for stride. 5:40 and ticking, third quarter. Davidson out top, swings to Williams. She just had the three from right wing, wants another one. Ashok there to take it away, though. Bella's link, Thomas, really disrupts a lot of those three-point looks.
Yeah, it normally does. You see Clay County kind of tightening up the defense out towards the three-point line a little bit on this possession.
Well, that's all it's been for Jackson County, free throws and three-pointers.
Yeah, pretty much.
They have no post-present per se. Now, Davidson's tall, but Hayes down there, Gardner.
Well, even when she missed the whole second quarter, she still didn't post up any.
That's true.
And she's running high a lot, but...
Jackson County on the miss. Wicks on the rebound. Gets it into the Clay County front court. Pulls up the dribble. Sets up top of the key. Gives to Ashlock. Bella with it. Works right. Has it taken away by Meadows. Jump ball going to be called. No. Jackson County, a clean takeaway. Williams now with it. Comes the other way. Dishes off to a teammate. That's Thomas with the underhanded left way up. Reese Thomas on the bucket. 20-18. Clay County up by two. Matthews out top. Inside now to Hayes. Hayes dishes back to Ashlock. Wicks in the corner. Fires the three. No good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes with it. Spins into the paint. Shot up. No good. Put back good.
She's trying to hit one.
Hayes with her first points of the night. And that's what we've been missing. We talked about Hadley being a scorer. Got to have Maddie, too.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have somebody on the post.
Maddie, a veteran, a senior post player. Need double digits out of her every night.
Yeah.
Timeout taken here by Jackson County halfway through this third quarter, 4:07 mark. Clay County leads by four.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Jackson County on this inbound possession, trailing by four, 22-18, three-pointer Thomas left wing, no good. Rebound Walden, did a nice job of boxing out Davidson. Walden, a sophomore that I continue to be impressed with, just a well-rounded player. Going to really help this team a lot this year. Sophomore Baker Walden is sophomore LAE. Called for the travel. On the floor for Coach Walker, Walden, Eads, Buford, and the power freshman, Haley Garrison and Natalie Smith. A lot of playing time early on this young season for those two freshmen.
Yeah.
Jackson County with the basketball. Davidson drives to the right side of the lane. She's turned away by Walden. Now on the floor is Garrison with it. Comes up with it. Gives to Buford. Haley across the timeline. 3:23 and ticking third quarter. Garrison out top, kicks to Eads, cross court now to Smith, three-pointer left wing, no good off the back of the iron. Good hustle rebound by Garrison out the floor, keeps the line, gives back to Eads. Ella with it, kicks cross court to Smith, she's called for the travel, drag the foot. A freshman mistake, something that Smith will get worked out though.
Yeah, everybody does it every now and then.
Garrison and Smith on the trap on the inbound of Meadows. Pass ahead to Beatty. Now to Thomas, all the way down to Davidson on the baseline. Her shot good. Jackson County doing a nice job of passing out of the pressure there. Bringing it back to one possession game, 22-20. Clay County with a two-point lead. Hallie with it. Gives to Ella. Ella top of the key back to Hallie. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebounded inside by Eads. Her putback no good. Davidson pulls down the rebound this time, taken away by Buford, though, and she's fouled.
Need to make a couple shots right there around the basket, boy.
Clay County's creating the extra possessions.
Yeah.
They just can't get the shots to go. We saw Garrison, you know, regaining a couple offensive rebounds. Same thing there for the other player in front of Buford.
Yeah.
Just can't get them to fall, Coach.
I don't know.
Not in, not out. Usually those are going to – you're going to find your mark on half of those, and tonight it's just tough.
Well, I'm right there in the basket. You're going to find your mark on about 90% of them.
Yeah.
Really.
Buford knocks down that first free throw. Second one coming. 23-20. Clay up by three. Buford fires. Hits it. Now two-possession lead, 24-20. Meadows with it on the inbound. Defended by Garrison. Gives to Williams. Now back to Meadows. To Thomas and across the timeline. Gives Beatty right wing, defended by Buford. Back to Thomas, now Meadows, swings to Williams, left wing, inside to Davidson, defended by Walden. Walden, good defense there. Davidson misses the shot, rebound Buford. Allie Buford across the timeline. Hands off to Garrison, her step back three, no good. Just a little short off the front of the iron, rebound Jackson County. Meadows coast to coast with it, going to be fouled. Natalie Smith called for the personal. Coming to the scores table, four different Lady Dogs, senior Madison Hayes, senior Bella Ashaw, junior Lacey Wicks, and senior Kendall Matthews, four of those original starters. So Coach Walker playing nine girls in this contest so far, and all of them have business out there, doing a good job when they're on the floor.
Well, that's what he played the other night against East Robertson, nine. I guess that's going to be the rotation.
Minute 56 mark of this third quarter, 24-21. Meadows at the line. Hit the first free throw, missed the second. So Clay County holds on to this three-point lead as Ashok has it. Gives to Matthews in the senior point guard, sets the offense. Ashok left wing, giving go. Matthews back on the block with it. Goes baseline, loses the handle. Davidson comes up with it in a trap. Elbows her way out of it, gives to Meadows. Now Thomas right wing, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Buford. Hallie comes through contact, dribbles behind the back at the free throw line, loses the handle. Now Hayes with
get
it.
In there.
Her shot up, no good, rolled around, couldn't fall.
Man.
Both teams getting away with an extra step or two, it seems.
Yeah.
Officials kind of letting them play foul-wise and... procedure-wise, whatever you want to call it, Daniel, at this point. It's been back and forth.
Minute 19 mark, third quarter. Jackson County on the inbound, having trouble getting it in. Now they do so to Meadows. Clay County leading 24-21. Williams sets up top of the key. Hands off to Meadows. Coach Brown slows it down a little here. Wanting a good look at it. Out on the floor, Hayes defending Davidson out top. Maddie, good agility for her size, and Davidson has to give it up. Beatty back with it. Gives to Williams. She drives against Ashlock. Picks it up. Kicks to Meadows. Right wing three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. Now Bella with it. Across the timeline. Gives up to Kendall. Top of the key. 35 seconds and ticking. Third quarter step back three by Ashlock. No good. Just a little short. Good shots being taken by Clay County.
I don't think we took too many bad shots tonight. We just hadn't hit too many of them.
31.6 seconds on the clock here in the third as Jackson County inbounds. Looks like we've got a good crew watching tonight on Facebook Live. Certainly appreciate our listeners who may be tuning in to our audio-only version. On the Dale Holland Rajan Listen website, most folks making the transition over to Facebook these days, Thomas, to enjoy this video feed. I know folks are certainly appreciative of the network for carrying these games, and we in turn are appreciative of our sponsors for allowing us to do it.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. We're just proud to be here.
Under 10 seconds and ticking in this third, Clay County with a chance, then with a bang. Buford, step back three.
Good!
Exclamation point to finish the quarter as Hallie Buford breaks
shot.
The scoring drought. 27-21, 6 points the lead for Clay County heading into the final frame.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference.
With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, where Clay County leads Jackson County 27-21, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, after hitting the buzzer beater three at the end of the third quarter to put Clay County up by six, Hallie Buford's leading the way with 9 points. She had seven in that third quarter. Bella Ashlock has eight. Maddie Hayes, two. Ella East, five. And Halen Garrison has three for Clay County as they outscored Jackson County 9-8 in the third quarter to go up 27-21. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
7:45 and ticking here, just starting this fourth quarter. Meadows with the underhanded layup from right block.
Tough shot.
Yeah, it was. 27-23, Clay County up by four. Lady Dogs have an 11-game win streak in this series, trying to make it 12 as Bella Ashlock hits a bucket from right block.
That was good.
Lady Dogs have played Jackson County 16 times under Coach Walker's tutelage, a 13-3 record. Of course, as we've chronicled many of those years, Jackson County down, not taking anything away from the job that Matt's done.
No, but he stepped in a real good time. I guarantee if he'd played him the 8 years before that, it wouldn't have been 13-3.
Of course, Jackson County, just looking up at the banners above us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 state championships down here at this proud program. Last one, 2009, I suppose. I know one year they didn't win it, 2012.
Yeah, Coach Sims, they won one after that. They won 13 or something like that. Yeah, 13.
20, okay.
They won it the next year.
2013,
the
year after.
Wow.
Williams with it. 29-25 the score. I missed some action. Updates on the scoring that just happened, Thomas. C10.
Claire Williams dropped a bucket in for the Lady Blue Devils.
6:40 and ticking, fourth quarter. Williams, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Lady Dogs up by four. 6:30 left in this contest. Former district foes, of course, Jackson County playing out of District 5 AA now. Maddie Hayes drives into the paint, shot good off the glass. Maddie's down hurt, grabbing the lower leg there.
Turned ankle, I believe.
Wearing a brace on it already, and does appear to be that right ankle. Maddie Hayes in pain, kind of smiling. I hear her mom up above us, telling her to walk it off.
Oh, that spell.
Yeah, pretty tough.
Sounds like her.
Maddie in pain, though, for sure. Here's that right ankle being helped to the bench by teammates Bella Ashlock and Kendall Matthews. Not something we want to see. One of our senior starters going down here.
Well,
hopefully something just to ice and rest will take care of.
Made the best play of the game. Man, got hurt on it.
Yeah. Yeah, good offensive play by Maddie there.
Yeah, you don't see her beat somebody off the dribble from out on the floor, but she did.
6:14 mark, fourth quarter. 6 points the lead for Clay County, 31-25. Jackson County on the inbound. Plenty of time left in this ball game. Anybody's contest. Jackson County has been pretty good from 3-point. Meadows with it, defended by Wicks. Lacey Wicks making a strong case for defensive player of the district this year. She's already known as being great there. Going to get even better as the year goes on. Beatty on the bucket. Draws this back to a 4-point game, 31-27. Walden with it. Drives into the paint, running floater good.
Another nice penetrating move.
Of course, Walden comes by and honest. Both of her mom and dad, outstanding players, Ashley Turner and Sager Walden. Good genetics there for basketball.
For sure. So we're back. Yeah, I coached her mom 1 year, in 04. She actually came off the bench and played a lot for us that year, which was a state tournament team, too. She got some valuable experience, then, of course, started the next 3 years.
Of course, Sailor's turned into one of the best local Marvel players.
Yeah, they won that state national championship a few times.
Him and his brother, Pam, I believe, typically team up for action in Rubby Hole.
Yeah.
Back to this action, 5:15 and ticking is Clay County with it. Yeah. He extends the lead.
35-27. Layups we've hit.
8-point lead. Biggest of the night for Clay County. Meadows with it out top for Jackson. Gives to Williams. Williams defended by Ashlock. Bella, another of those players, known as outstanding defender. Clay County with multiple girls who do a good job in that role, Thomas.
Yeah, and we've seen that pretty much the entirety of this contest. You talked about it. A couple three-pointers from Jackson County, and they had another shot or two, but really they've been held from the floor.
Davidson with it, works against Walden, loses the handle. Williams picks it up. She drives inside, loses the handle. On the floor now, loose ball scrum. Meadows comes up with it, kicks to Beatty. Beatty back to Thomas, and Jackson County resets. 4.5 minutes left. As Ashok got the passing lane and knocked it out. Next time a timeout's taken, I want to stay on air and update you on some of the all-time series leaders here. Me and Coach Sims were talking about them during the last break, and that's interesting stuff. Always try to share those when we have them prepared. Hallie Buford with it on the steal. 4:19 left in this contest. Buford, step back jumper from the left elbow, no good. Fights for the rebound and call for the personal foul. It's going to be the fifth, maybe just the fourth.
We fouled four late, fouled it off.
Fourth team foul here, so the next one will put Jackson County in the bonuses. Halen Garrison checks back into the contest. Joining Garrison on the floor, Baylor Walden, Ella Eads, Natalie Smith, and Bella Ashok. Jackson County on the inbound, working against full court pressure. Ashok knocks it out of bounds on the baseline. Jackson County to try again. Full court man here.
Yeah.
Davidson with it, defended by Walden. Comes out of the corner, picks up the dribble, gives to Williams. Williams passes ahead to Thomas. Thomas with it, right wing, loses the handle. Ashlock on the floor, tying her up for it.
Our ball.
Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Dogs, as Coach Sims just said. 3:55 mark of this fourth quarter, 35-27 the score.
You know, Jackson County's done a pretty good job with the pressure, like you said, Coach, throughout this game. Yeah. Starting to affect them a little bit late, though.
Yeah.
Hallie with it, steps across the timeline, into view on the camera shot. Circles around, left wing, goes behind the back, picks up the dribble, trying to get it over to Eads. Pass was not hung on to, though, and a turnover. Jackson County's inbound here from in front of the Clay County bench. Beatty with it on the inbound, defended by Eads. Ella stays with her, but Beatty gets across the timeline with some good ball handling. Hands off to Meadows. Meadows to Williams. Williams at right wing, drives to the free throw line, is denied access by Ashlock. Gives back to Meadows. 3:25 and ticking. Clay up by 8. Jackson County trying to keep this thing close. Three-pointer, Meadows right wing, good. Just like that, a 5-point game, and here's the timeout, 30-second right here by Coach Brown. We're going to stay on air here. Share with you those series leaders against Jackson County. These stats started in 1987 when Coach Sims took over, so the scoring leader in a single contest, Jan Arms, her senior year back in 1991, 29 points. No Lady Dog. We've had some great three-point shooters. No Lady Dog has hit 5 or more in a contest against Jackson County. Looking at free throws, 2 girls tied. Mackenzie Hamilton hit 10 in 2011, and Crystal Davis hit 10 in 1995. Rebounds, another tie. 2 great players here, 15 each. Amanda Kendall in 1997, Jan Arms in 1990, both of those ladies' junior seasons. The assist leader with 10 in a contest against Jackson County's Tanya Smith in 91. Amber Strong, a more recent player there, leading in blocks with 4. And 3 outstanding players here tied with 7 steals apiece. Tia Birch in 94, Tia Adams in 93, and Melissa Webb in 92. What a trio, Coach, rounding out the steal leaders.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of big names, all of them pretty much Clay County Sports Hall of Famers, yeah, except the younger girls.
Yeah. It's not Tia Birch and Tia Adams the same person?
Oh. Well, yeah, they are. It's supposed to be Tia Ashlock in 93.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. I'm glad you said that.
Oh.
Sorry about the camera work there, folks. Thomas, was it Buford on the 2 points down here a moment ago?
It was. Great job kind of showing her strength to finish in with contact, Daniel.
2:46 left in this contest as we see each call for the personal, and it's going to be number 50, Aaron Davidson, stepping to the line. Yeah, Coach, I appreciate you catching that. Just a typo by me, tapping in Adams instead of Ashaw.
Well, that's fine, but I thought, who? Tia Adams and Tia Burchett, like, same person, I think, you know.
Of course, we were all saddened last week at the loss of Richard Ashlock. Tia's dad. Of course, 3 outstanding young women that all played basketball for you.
Yeah.
Tia and Tara and Tasha.
We talked to them at the funeral home some. Yeah, I think a lot of that family. And Donita.
Yeah, wife Donita. Just an outstanding family. And he certainly will be missed. 2:28 and ticking, fourth quarter. Fouls called as Buford was holding on to the ball there, working to the right side of the lane. An offensive foul called.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
No.
Calling the elbow on the pivot, I guess, Coach. I mean,
and she kind of did a lot of arm bar deal, so I guess that's what they got.
Jackson Kenny on the inbound. Pressure in the backcourt. Ashlock almost disrupting that pass. Williams with it over Jackson County across the timeline. Sets up in the front court, gives to Meadows. Meadows back to Williams. Jump shot from right side, no good. And it's rebounded by freshman Natalie Smith, who dishes off to senior Ashlock. Bella across the timeline, 2:10 and ticking. Ella Eads, 3-pointer right corner.
Yeah, good. Big shot.
A big shot by the sophomore. 40-32, back to an 8-point lead. Jackson County looking for points to answer after the East three-pointer. Williams knocks down a 3 of her own.
They answered.
Back to 5 points. Clay County, though, with the advantage here. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We're going to break with a 1:43 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County 40, Jackson County 35.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, where Clay County leads by 5. It's 40-35, under 2 minutes to go here in this contest. We've had a good one throughout.
Certainly so. Expected, just to remind you, Jackson County 4-0 at this point of the year. They opened up the season with wins over Huntland, Laverne, Redbone, and Springs in overtime in Van Buren. This is the team that only won 6 games total last year, and they opened up this year with 4 wins, Coach.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
Yeah, it is.
Clay County, of course, 2-1 on the year. Losing that Hall of Fame game by 1 point to Cannon County, 52-53, then beating Whipple and East Robertson. Whoa, a lot of contact here. Fouls called before the hit Aiden South.
First foul on them.
Checking in, Lacey Wicks. Checking out, Natalie Smith on the floor joining Lacey Wicks. Ella Eads, who's fixed the inbound from the Clay County sideline. Baylor Walden, Hallie Buford, and Bella Ashok. They work into Walden in the corner. Baylor gives back to Ella. Eads sets up top. Kicks to Wicks. Wicks well defended by Meadows. Reaching foul call against Meadows. So Clay County with five team fouls here in the fourth quarter. Jackson County with two. Bella Ashok then down across the way. Sophomore point guard Ella Eads with it. Gives off to Buford. Hallie gives to Walden. Clay County can
get up,
as we tick under 1 second to play, or not 1 second to play, but 1 second within 1 minute. 59.6 on the clock as Coach Walker calls timeout. Clay County up by 5, 40-35.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Rising Sports Network, LAE's inbound right in front of us. Gets it in back toward to Buford, and Hallie's going to be fouled by Beatty. 13 foul against Jackson. Third personal against Beatty. He's inbound from beside the scores table, works into Buford. Into the Clay County front court, and Davidson now called for the reach-in foul. Trying to get into the bonus. That'll be the fourth team foul. One more is going to do it. Third personal against Aaron Davidson. Eads them out again. Works into Buford in the backcourt. She'll come into the frame in a moment. Across the timeline now is Hallie. Well defended by Reese Thomas. Jackson County on a 5 second call. Now separation comes between the two. And here's another foul. Coach Walker wants an intentional. Coach Sims does too. I kind of missed it, Coach. What'd you see?
Sorry.
A lot of the Clay County faithful wanted that intentional.
Yeah, I really thought it probably should have been. It's a little on the rough side.
Buford at the line to shoot two in the bonus. Clay County up by 5, 40-35. 40.9 seconds left here in this contest. Hallie there knocking down the front end. Thomas, update us on a few things. We hadn't given you much a chance to talk.
Buford with that free throw got a cool dozen. Ashlock also in double figures with 10.
Hallie hits the second one. Clay County up by 7. 42-35. Jackson County back with the ball. Not a lot of time, though. 30 seconds and ticking. Williams with it out top. Kicks right wing over here to Meta. She drives against Wicks. Shot no good. Rebound Buford. And a tussle for the ball results in a jump ball being called. I never really saw the Jackson County player get possession of it. Get her, but,
she had a hand, but usually they'll call a foul on that, but they didn't.
Williams the inbound. Jackson County had the arrow in their favor. 22 seconds and ticking on the inbound. Davidson to Pate spins. Shot up, no good. Rebound Wicks. This one's all but done. 15 seconds and ticking. Coach Brown trying to get his girls to come foul. Now they do. 10.9 seconds left. We're going to see Ella Eads go to the line to shoot two. Crazier things have happened, but this one about done.
Yeah, I feel pretty good now. I mean, it's been a hard-fought win.
Yeah. Against the 4-0 team?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know who. I beat Red Ball, and I don't know who else they beat.
Beat Huntland, Laverne, Red Ball, and Van Buren.
Van Buren, I'm kind of puzzled by them. I thought they had two or three players back off that state Final Four team last year. I don't know what's going on down there.
Eads hits them both, and this one is done. 9 points the difference. Under 10 seconds to play. Meadows with it. Hands off to Thomas. She does not cleanly get it. Williams fires a desperation three and knocks it down as the buzzer sounds. This one goes final. We'll pan around and let you see the scoreboard here. And then the four. It's Clay County 44, Jackson County 38. The Lady Dogs move to 3-1 on the year with the win. Jackson County falls to 4-1 on the year. We'll be right back and come back and do some stats from Thomas after this break.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, where we just witnessed the Clay County Lady Bulldogs beat the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils 44-38, 6-point contest. And it's time for the Eco Pounds of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, highly competitive game. Clay County fell behind by as many as 7 points in the second quarter. Put together a 12-0 run to close out the first half and pretty much kept control, but only leads of about 6 points. I think 8 was the largest lead of the game.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it's a hard-fought game. You know, we didn't shoot the ball good at all, but we finally started making some shots, penetrating, hit a few threes, enough to, you know, get a little lead. But, you know, I hope we can shoot the ball better than we did tonight most of the time. But the good thing about it, we didn't turn the ball over near as much as we did against East Robertson, and probably against a better defensive team. So, you know, that's one positive from the game. I hope Maddie's not hurt too much. I just turned that ankle, but, you know, she missed some shots, but we need her in there for her size. You know, she's going to make some shots most of the time around the basket down there, I think. But I thought the young kids did a good job. You know, Ella and little Garrison girl and Baylor and little Smith girl, I thought they all came in and did some positive things. You know, they guard you, boy. They get after it.
Yeah, and then the same defensive effort we saw against East Robertson. I think you're right, Coach. You know, if you shot balls, this could be a 20-point game real quick.
We were half-court trapping a lot, and we give up a bunch of threes. Luckily, they were missing them. You know, if they're hitting them, you know, we probably can't stay in that trap near that long. But you know, we got a few turnovers out of it and probably kept them kind of off balance a little, you know, with it, with all that pressure. But, you know, you do what you're – capable of doing, and the other team's not taking advantage of it, then you can keep doing it. So that's kind of what Coach Walker did tonight, I think. Just went straight man there late in the game, and when we had a lead, you know. And I thought played pretty smart down the stretch, handled the ball the last couple of minutes, got some foul shots, and kept them from scoring when they did get it back.
I give Coach Brown credit. We got his team kind of turned around from years of lately in the past, and got a pretty good squad. You know, Claire Williams scored 14 points for him. Jalen Meadows had 9. Reese Thomas had 7. Aaron Davidson had 6. And Isabella Beatty, 2. She only scored 2 points, but she did a really good job, I thought, guarding Hallie Buford tonight.
Yes. Yeah, Hallie had a hard time scoring. She finally got 13, I think it was. Hit a couple of hit a big step back three right there at the end of the third quarter, I think it was. Hit a couple of tough layups, driving in. But, she's the one constant that we got, I think.
Yeah.
I think night in and night out, she's gonna play good. I've said since she was a freshman, she had talent. And, she's just grown as she's got older. She's one that you kind of want to rely on.
No doubt. Hallie Buford led the way tonight. A baker's dozen. She ended up with 13. 3 in double figures. Bella Ashlock ended up with 10. Ella Eads, breakout performance for her, 12 points tonight. Maddie Hayes with 4. Baylor Walton, 2. And Halen Garrison, 3. So there's the kind of the second and third scores you're looking for, Coach.
Yeah. Like I said, I thought those young girls, they didn't hit a lot of shots, but when they did, they were big. Baylor, the shot she hit, she put it on the floor and beat somebody off the dribble. And a little Garrison girl hit a big 3, and I don't know if Smith girl hit one or not, but I thought she contributed, really good with her defense.
Anytime you can come to Jackson County and get a win, that's pretty good.
They're a lot better. I mean, they're not anywhere comparable to what they used to be. But compared to what they've been the last few years, they're head and shoulders above what they have been,
Coach, appreciate you being with us.
Okay, appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Folks, this has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by EcoVinyls of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever, building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoVinylsofTN.com. EcoVinyls of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show in front of this boys' contest. Time now for the Cumberland Exterior Boys 7A update. Not a lot of actions went on this week due to the holidays, but back on Monday, Clay County beat East Robertson 62-47. And also on Monday, Redbone Springs lost to these Jackson County Blue Devils 45-48 in a tight contest. I don't know of any other games going on around the district tonight. I do know that on Monday, it'll be Gordonsville traveling to Watertown. And this coming Tuesday, Pickett County will make the trip to Stone Memorial. Clark Range will also go into Cumberland County to play the Jets. And this coming Tuesday, Clay County will be hosting Macon County. Pretty good records early on in this season for the District 7A teams. Clark Range boys set at 2-0. Clay County 2-0. Gordonsville 2-0. Pickett County 2-0. And then Red Bull sitting there at 0-3. This boys 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Typically, during the past 6 years of covering basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network, most of the time during these boys contests, we've been joined by former head coach Thomas Watson. He'll still be doing that when we're at home games this year. But joining us this year on the road is a man who actually joined us some last year, very knowledgeable of the Clay County basketball, a former outstanding player himself, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, longtime official, great friend of the program through his work with the Booster Club and a lot of different things. Doug Strong joining us now. Doug, we appreciate you being willing to sit in with us.
Glad to be here. Glad you guys gave me an opportunity.
Well, we've also got a little work for you, and that's to give us the full coverage final word here on the CarQuest pregame show. Our last thoughts before tip-off that's sponsored by Long and Strong Insurance. So Jackson County, a team that Coach Edwards has met a lot, 53 times in his 24 years, has a strong 35-18 record against them. However, in this gym, only 11 wins to 10 losses. Right at even here in this gym, what's some keys tonight to make sure we get another win?
Well, I think the key with our group, of course, trying to get our legs still from football,
yeah,
we got to be able to pressure the ball and push the ball on this bunch. If we pressure it and push the ball, I think we'll be fine. But I think that's the key. We got to get our pressure going and push the ball and get easy shots.
Of course, Jackson County on the season, a 2-3 team. Of course, they played some tough opponents. They lost to Friendship Christian 41-80. They beat Huntland 62-27. lost to Laverne, a bigger school, 44-54, beat Red Bull, and they also lost a close one to Van Buren, 50-55. But really, to me, the biggest strength of this Jackson County team, much like us, is sitting on the bench with 25th-year veteran Kevin Thomas, a good head coach.
Exactly. He's going to have them prepared. They're going to play hard and play well for him. They always do. Like I said, nothing will surprise them tonight. They'll be prepared for what we do.
Of course, two teams that are very familiar with one another. If there's any one thing that you saw last Monday, perhaps, against East Robertson that you'd like to see improved here on Friday night, what would that one thing be?
Well, taking care of the ball. We had some turnovers, I thought, that basically just where our legs ain't there. I looked, you know, improve the turnovers, and our young guys that come off the bench, I thought, stepped up really well, and can that continue? That puts some depth to us. You know, Cole Eads and Kyler Westmore come in and give some big minutes. If they can do that consistent for us, we're going to be pretty good, and the depth's going to be nice.
I couldn't agree more. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today, because everybody is a Strong Insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. We'll start off with Jackson County, the home team tonight. They, of course, wear their white home jerseys, blue numerals on them with blue lettering. Their head coach, Kevin Thomas, a 25th-year veteran, 17 years spent at Shelby County, 8 years now at Jackson County, a 2-3 record on the year. They play out of District 5, AA, starting for Jackson County. Number 0, Isaiah Thomas. Number 2, Parker Patterson. Number 11, Alex Meadows. Number 22, Will McCrary. And number 24, Waylon Kennedy. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach, of course, Rob Edwards, 24th season overall, 528 wins to 202 losses at this point in his career, a 2-0 record this season after defeating Whipple and East Robertson. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 3, Lance Burchett. A junior, number 10, Nate Adams. A senior, number 22, Weston Burville. A senior, number 24, Andrew Smith. And a senior, number 30, White Browning. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Of course, these teams met twice last year. Clay County won both of those contests, 44-36 and 41-37. Clay County does have a two-game win streak in this series. Edwards' longest win streak against Jackson County is 8 games that came from 2019 through 2022. As we already mentioned, Coach Edwards 35-18 against Jackson County all-time, 11-10 in this gym. Thomas, almost time for action here, and I want to make a quick plug here. Can't expand on it, but tomorrow night a big event happening in Salina, the annual Christmas parade. And it's my understanding you and Kevin Donaldson are going to be going live with the Del Hall Live Network to cover that tomorrow night about 6:30.
Yeah, we are. We had a request to do it, so we're going to try to do our best Dick Clark impersonation, I guess, and call the Christmas parade.
We'll talk more about that later. This action is underway. Clay County controls the tip. They'll shoot at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Jackson County will shoot at the hoop to our left. Lance Burchett with it out top. Hands to Cousin Nate. Now Nate going to circle around. Nate's been the leading scorer through both of the first two contests of this season for the Dogs. Weston Merville swings to Andrew Smith. Now Lance in the corner. Looking inside to White Brown. He can't get it there.
You see Jackson County coming out in the zone to start, Coach.
Nate with it. Works to the right. Right side of the lane. Kicks to Lance. Three-pointer right corner. No good. Rebound White Browning. Browning with it. Keeps it alive. Picks up the dribble. Gives back to Lance. Browning going to play a big role this year.
I think so. His size, and he's athletic for that size, too. He's
very nimble.
Yeah,
we didn't get a very good look at him at the during the home opener at East Robertson, who's in foul trouble the whole night, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play a little bit.
Oh, me too. Me too. Should be a big year for him.
Browning in the line to shoot too. We don't have season totals yet. Those will be provided to us as time goes on by assistant coach Andrew Mann, as Andrew does an outstanding job, tracks a lot of stuff for both teams, not just the boys. Browning misses both of those free throws. Jackson County pulling down the rebounds. Blue Devils with it. Their first offensive three-pointer taken and missed. Meadows on that attempt. Nate Adams quickly comes the other way. His shot up. Partially blocked from behind. Waylon Kennedy gets the rebound. Hands to a teammate. And a quicker paced game here than we saw in the girls' contest. Parker Patterson with it. Kicks over to Alex Meadows at right wing. Swings it to Kennedy. Now a three-pointer taken by Patterson. It's good. Jackson County with the first points of the contest. They lead it 3-9. Andrew Smith, left corner, circles out top, gives to Burgett. Back to Andrew, swing to Nate in the corner. Browning set up at the high post. Give to Birdwell, now back out to Smith. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Thomas for Jackson County. Quickly comes the other way, gives to a teammate. Kennedy with it, drives baseline, loses the handle. Lance Burgett comes up with the steal. Lance back the other way, jump shot in the paint. Good. Lance Burgett, a polished player.
Yep. I think it's going to be a key for us this year, getting him going, you know, coming off that broke arm and all that.
Yeah, a very severely broken arm, two different places. He's young and resilient, has rehabbed it, and appears to be fine now. Jackson County, no points on that possession. Burchett the other way. Kicks to Birdwell. Weston drives in the paint, gives to Browning. Browning with it, long-range two-pointer, no good off the right side of the hoop. Rebound, Waylon Kennedy. Kennedy gives to Patterson. Patterson with it, gives to Thomas. Thomas drives, kicks back to Patterson. Patterson, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebounded by McCrary. McCrary in the paint shot, no good. Rebound, Browning. Going to have a good battle between McCrary and Browning.
Yeah, that's been a big, big deal for them to get him going, Jackson County.
Adams with it out. Tom gives to Smith. Five-minute mark, first quarter. Clay County trailing by one, 3-2. So start offensively similar to the girls' contest. Verbal in the paint. Shot no good. Rebound McCrary. I was impressed with the play of Verbal at home Monday night against East Robertson.
Yeah, he's been solid to start the season.
Of course, no doubt you made the trip and watched the DeKalb County game as well.
I actually didn't. We were in Knoxville.
Oh, that's right. Tennessee, Georgia, I guess
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Jackson County with it. Give to McCrary. Defended by Browning. Spin in the paint. Shot up. They call a touch foul. Browning picks up his first. Kind of let the girls play a little bit.
Yeah.
And not a lot of contact on that one. But Browning whistled for the personal.
McCrary, good-looking player. Just really plays well with his back to the basket. You can already tell that.
I don't remember him from last year. I'm sure he played, but
no, I don't think he did. I think he actually moved in.
Transferred.
Oh. I'm thinking he was on that UC Rams team last year that we played. Pretty sure.
A team that Clay County will meet in their very own Clay County Classic coming up at Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Browning with 2 points in the paint, so it's the post for each team scoring the last couple points. McCrary with two, and now Browning with two makes it 6-4, 2-point advantage for Jackson County. Pressure by the Dogs in the backcourt. Jackson County safely gets it to their end, though. Three-pointer taken. In and out, no good by Isaiah Thomas. Rebound Browning gives to Burgett. Coming to the scores table to check in, Nolan Adams and Kyra Westmore. They wait their turn right below us. Lance out top, kicks to Nate left wing, touch pass down low to Birdwell, now over to Browning. Browning power dribble, turnaround shot good.
Nice high-low action right there.
Notch it up 6-6. 3:35 mark, first quarter. Here's this pressure by the black, purple, and gold. Once again, Jackson County gets across the timeline. McCrary in the front court, works against Browning, dips the shoulder, shot good. We've got a battle between Browning and McCrary.
And Browning's going to have to do a good job of staying out of foul trouble and just kind of yield a couple of those baskets if he has to.
McCrary with the steal gives it back to Jackson County. They try to extend on this two-point lead, 8-6 currently. McCrary, free throw range jumper, good. Solid player.
Solid.
Obviously, the offensive identity at this point for head coach Kevin Thomas's team is McCrary. I don't have classes on those guys. Appears to be an older kid, though, junior or senior perhaps. Hard to say. Nate Adams, three-pointer out wing, good. Nate Adams, such a smooth player. Clay County continuing with the pressure. Patterson with it. Passes ahead on right wing into the hands of Alex Meadows. Meadows runs the point out top. Kicks over to Kennedy. Three-pointer good. Jackson County with a four-point lead. 13-9. Jackson, Clay County on the offensive again. Adams tries to answer with a three. No good. Rebound Kennedy. 2:12 in ticking first quarter. Now Cole Eads joins Wes Morgan and Nolan Adams at the scorer's table waiting to check in. McCrary inside. Two more. Number 22, Will McCrary, putting on the clinic early in this one.
He's one shy of double figures, Daniel. He's got nine already.
Clay County with it. Inside to Burville. Shot up good. Nice pass. Nice finish by Burville. Burchett with the assist. Minute 35 and ticking first quarter. Jackson County up by four. 15-11. McCrary with it out top. Works to his left. Hands off to Kennedy. Kennedy picks up the dribble. Kicks to Patterson. Patterson left wing defended by Lance Burchett. Drives against him. Lance denies access. Back into the hands of a teammate. Three-pointer taken by Alex Meadows. No good. Rebound McCrary. His putback no good. Rebound Burchett. Burchett ahead to Nate. Nate with it at right wing. Works baseline. Draws contact and an offensive foul call. I didn't have a good vantage point. Looked like he drew contact rather than gave contact.
Yeah. Looked at me. May have hooked him a little, but that's not enough to have that call.
Second team foul against Clay County here in the first quarter. 106 mark. Jackson County with a lead here. 15-11. 4 points the difference. Parker Patterson walks across the timeline. He'll be picked up by sophomore Nolan Adams. Dishes off left. Two Meadows. Now back out top. McCrary. Right block. Dishes back outside to Patterson who drives baseline. He's in a trap. Good hustle by Wyatt Browning. Couldn't come up with the steal, but good quick work by him. Three-pointer taken and missed by Jackson County. McCrary, rebound, putback, no good.
Wow.
Good defense there by Nolan Adams. He partially blocked that shot. And now Adams is going to be called for a foul as he tried to block the shot of Alex Meadows, who's going to the free throw line.
Impressive feat by Nolan Adams right there. Did a nice vertical.
35.4 seconds on this first quarter clock as Alex Meadows is at the line to shoot two. First one's good. Gives Jackson County a five-point lead, 16-11. One more free throw coming. It's away, also good. 6 points the lead, 17-11. Clay County trailing. Could play for the last shot of the quarter. Depends on what Coach Edwards wants to do. Nolan Adams with it just across the timeline. In no hurry. Kicks to Eads. Cole being defended by Meadows. Picks up the dribble. And an offensive foul called against by Cole. Reached out with the arm there. Trying to create separation. And clearly they're just going to call that tonight.
Yep.
15.3 seconds remaining in this first quarter as Jackson County worked the inbound play. 17-11. They'll be trying to extend on this six-point lead. 13 seconds and ticking. Patterson with it. Actually, Meadows gives to McCrary. Top of the key. Works against Birdwell. Into the paint. Hands off to Patterson. Patterson well defended by Adams. Inside to McCrary. Jump shot. Six-foot range. No good as the buzzer sounds. First quarter ends, and Clay County's trailing 11-17 here at Jackson County.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, where Clay County trails Jackson County 17-11 here headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by Wyatt Browning. He's got 5 points here in the first quarter. Lance Burchett and Weston Burble, two apiece, and Nate Adams, 1 3-pointer for Clay County. For Jackson County, it's all about center Will McCrary. He's got 9 first-quarter points to lead the Blue Devils to this 6-point lead. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer today, Daniel.
Second quarter action just underway. Meadows with it for Jackson County. Blue Devils have a 6-point lead, 17-11, as they try to build on that. Meadows, 3-pointer, good. 9 points the difference. Biggest lead of the night for Jackson County. Nate Adams with it, works the left side of the lane, picks up the dribble, gives to Lance. Lance now cross court to Andrew Smith. Andrew works against Meadows, gives back to Lance out top. He swings to Nate inside the Birdwell now. Back to Nate, 3-pointer from the corner, good. Nice shot. 6 points the difference now. Jackson County 20, Clay County 14. Kennedy with it in the corner, defended by Birdwell. Gives off to Meadows. He picks up the dribble at the right elbow. Gives to McCrary, who had a monster first quarter. A big move by him. Browning with a good defense, though. Shot was missed. Browning the rebound, and Nate Adams is getting called for a foul. I did not see it. It was away from the ball. Coach Edwards wants an explanation.
Yeah, Coach Edwards has been talking to his officials early, Daniel, as we've seen the two offensive foul calls and then that phantom call there against McCrary as he misses the first free throw.
Well, Nate wasn't even close to McCrary.
Don't know that. I don't know.
Junior Nate Adams goes to the bench. His sophomore brother Nolan comes in for him. McCrary misses the first, hits the second. Back to a 7-point difference, 21-14. Clay County trailing here on the road. Season's first clash on the Cumberland. Girls pulled out a win in their matchup. Now the boys trying to fight from behind and do the same. Browning with it, kicks to Burchett. Lance in the corner, defended by Isaiah Thomas. 3-pointer, Burchett, right wing, no good. Rebound, Browning. Browning, power move, shot up, no good off the glass. Loose ball picked up by Meadows. Jackson County quickly coming the other way. They pass ahead to Meadows in the corner, inside to McCrary. He works against Browning. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, White Browning. Going to have a hard time, Ms. McCrary, backing White down towards the hoop. I don't think you'll be able to do that. He's going to have to shoot those turnaround jumpers.
That's what I think, too. Use that athletic to try to get around him a little bit.
Maybe catch it out at the free throw line and drive against him. Browning too powerful to be back down on the post, though. Andrew Smith, left wing, gives to Nolan out top. Swung down to Lance, right wing. Baseline pass down to Birdwell, never found its mark. Knocked out of bounds by Thomas. Clay County maintains possession, though.
Typical Coach Thomas game here, though. The matchup zone, Doug, really slows down the pace for Clay County. You talked about them getting out running. It's hard to do against this zone defense.
Early, we had a little pace, and then he's got it back to his way now.
That's right.
Burchett with it, right wing. Swings to Smith. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 5:48 mark of this second quarter. Jackson County with a 7-point lead, 21-14.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gainesboro for Clay County Bulldog basketball, where they trail Jackson County 21-14, 5:48 left here in the first half, and Clay County's got the ball.
That they do, hoping for points. Here's a three from Andrew Smith. Did not fall. Rebound by Browning. White Browning on the putback. Good. That'll draw it back within 5 points, 21-16. Jackson County with the lead and the basketball as they come into their own front court with it. Looking for McCrary. Here he is with it. Drives, kicks outside. 3-pointer by Patterson, in and out, no good. And a foul called against Jackson County on the rebound attempt. I believe Isaiah Thomas called for the personal. It's Thomas's second personal. First team foul for Jackson County. Doug, we talked about it with Coach Sims and with Coach Watson on the broadcast the other night. What's your thoughts on the foul change? Resetting each quarter and getting to five team fouls for a double bonus.
I don't like it in the fourth quarter. The rest I'm pretty good with. Kind of takes your strategy away in that fourth because it's automatically two, you know.
And if I understand correctly, is White Browning added 2 points for Clay County. It's the same way women's college basketball is,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Three-pointer hit by Jackson County. Who hit that dagger for them?
This is Meadows, his second of the contest, Daniel. Both coming here in the second quarter as Clay County had gotten it down to a three-point lead, but they just doubled it up.
Connor Westmore answers with a three of his own. The senior sharpshooter coming off the bench, making his presence known. 3 points the difference. 24-21 is the pace, and the heat picks up in this one.
A little half-court trap from Coach Edwards.
McCrary with it on the inside, a foul call. Browning's going to pick up his. No, it's actually Nolan Adams who picks up his second personal. In one way, I'm glad it wasn't on White.
Yeah.
Oh, just Nate's first. I'm sorry. Or Nolan's rather,
Nolan,
not Nate.
That's right. Nate's got two on the bench.
Yeah, that's what I had wrote down wrong. McCrary hits the first free throw on the floor for Coach Edwards. We see Tyler Westmore, White, Browning, Weston, Birdville, Nolan Adams, and in the backcourt, Lance Burchett. McCrary good on those. So Clay County cuts it to three. Jackson County extends back out to five, 26-21. Browning with it, kicks over to Nolan. Nolan, three-pointer right corner, good. What a shot. Step back, set his feet, and let it fire. Waylon Kennedy with it in the corner for Jackson County. Halfway through this second quarter, three-pointer top of the key, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan, full head of steam, wants to go coast to coast all the way to the hoop. And a foul called.
You make the bucket?
I don't know.
Yeah, he counted it.
Counted it. Excellent. Bucket, good. Nolan going to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And something I noticed, Doug, in that East Rob game, Nolan Adams has a knack for getting to the hoop.
That's a fact. That, I think that's the strength of his game and has no fear either.
No.
He'll take it in there.
Good utilization of the Euro step to do it a lot of times. Misses the free throw. We're tied up 26-26. After Adams had the bucket, though, Nolan coming up with a steal. Loose ball scrum, picked back up by Mattis. Works over to a teammate, and it's knocked out of bounds baseline. That's Aiden Netherton, number 15, who's checked in. Jackson County's inbound from their own baseline. 3:34 mark, second quarter, 26-26 the score. What's your thoughts so far, guys?
Well, it's the reserves getting Clay County back in this one. The big three from Kyler Westmoreland and one from Nolan Adams. Adams also scoring the last five to tie this one up.
Adams pulls down the rebound after Patterson misses the jump shot. Works ahead to Lance Burchett, three-pointer out wing. Yeah! Clay County heating up. 3 three-pointers in this quarter. Westmoreland with one. Adams with one. Now Burchett with one. Of course, Nate Adams had a three in the first. Mathers tries to answer with a three from right corner. No good. Rebound Lance Burchett. Burchett going to be fouled by Aiden Netherton. That's either the third or fourth team foul against Jackson this quarter. Looks like the third.
Now, Clay County's on an 8-0 run right now to take this three-point lead, Daniel.
Three-pointer taken.
Boom!
Hits his second
big
of the quarter.
Shot.
I have seen that young man spend a lot of time in the gym working on that shot. He's got it to perfection tonight from the left corner. Browning defending McCrary. Knocks the ball loose. McCrary regathers. Kicks out to a teammate. Three-pointer. Patterson right corner. No good. Rebound Lance Burchett. Burchett across the timeline. Pulls up at right wing. Slows things down. Kicks to Westmoreland in the corner. Baseline entry pass to Birdville. He tries to go cross paint to Browning. Pass stolen by Jackson County. 2:20 and ticking second quarter. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night. 32-26. 6 points the difference. Jackson County trailing here. Inside to McCrary. Shot good. Made it look easy.
Made it look easy. He's a tough guard right there. It's going to be hard to handle him.
Merchant with it. Tried to go to Browning. Knocked away. Picked up by Adams. Adams on the drive. Kicks to Westmore. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound McCrary.
McCrary's bucket stopped the Clay County run at 11 straight, Daniel.
Three-pointer, no. Patterson didn't pull the trigger. Thought about it. Gives to McCrary instead. Deep two-pointer, good. McCrary, easily the leading scorer in this contest for both squads. He's well on his way to 20 already. Westmoreland misses the little alley-oop play from left block, picked up by Jackson County. Swinging around the perimeter. With the ball now to McCrary at high post. He drives. Floater from right block. Good. Not much you can do about that.
Not much.
Browning was right there. Denied him access to the paint, so he shot the fall away floater and hit it.
You know, we got a tie ball game as Jackson County on a 6-0 run, Daniel. All from Will McCrary.
55 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. Burchett misses the three. Rebound Jackson County. Kennedy with it. Left wing. Kicks the Meadows in the corner. Now to McCrary at the block. Here he goes. Spins. Scores. Ooh. 35 seconds and ticking as Jackson County has reclaimed the lead. 34-32. Nolan Adams just across the timeline, taking his time with it. 25 seconds and ticking. Gives to Burchett. Now back to Nolan. Crowd for both teams getting into it. 15 seconds. What are we looking for here, you think, Doug?
Well, I think we'll some little to get us a three. I think we'll run to something. Well, maybe not. I thought we'd run a little action to get that little off screen for that three.
Jump shot by Burble was so good. Jackson County got the rebound. And Waylon Kennedy going to be fouled, I presume, by Nolan Adams. No, by Burgett. So
no, he caught it on. He changed it to four.
Okay. Well, I knew Nolan was the one over there, so Adams called for his second personal. Waylon Kennedy at the line to shoot three. 0.4 seconds on the clock as Kennedy has three attempts. He hits the first. Jackson County builds the lead to three, 35-32. Two more attempts coming. Kennedy releases, misses the second. Andrew Smith checks in. Weston Burble checks out. Not going to be time to do anything here with it after this third attempt much. 0.4 of a second on the clock. Third one's away by Kennedy. It's good. Nolan inbounds to, actually, Andrew inbounds to Lance. He does get the shot off. No good as the buzzer sounds. At the half, Jackson County has built a 4-point lead. 36-32. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Gainesboro, where Clay County trails Jackson County 36-32 here at intermission. And it's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Clay County fell behind by 6 at the end of the first quarter. They were down 17-11. And then Jackson County's largest lead came on the opening play of the second quarter as they hit a 3-pointer to go up by 9. Their lead was 5 when Clay County put together an 11-0 run sparked by Nolan Adams' 3-pointer and a bucket. And then we saw Lance Burchett make a 3 and Kyler Westmoreland drain his second 3-pointer of the night. And Clay County was up by 6 with about a minute to go in the second quarter before intermission before Jackson County closed out the half on a 10-0 run to claim this 4-point lead as they lead 36-32. Clay County did outscore the Blue Devils 21-19 in the second quarter, but they trail by 4 here at the break. For Jackson County, Parker Patterson has 3 points. Alex Meadows has 8. Waylon Kennedy has 5. But it's all about Will McCrary in the paint. 20 first half points for the Blue Devils. For Clay County, Nate Adams has 2 3-pointers for 6 points at halftime. Lance Burchett has 5 points. Wyatt Browning also playing well in the paint like McCrary. He has 9 points. Weston Burble, 2. Nolan Adams has 5 points. And Kyler Westmoreland, those 2 3-pointers with 6 first-half points. Again, Clay County trails 36-32 here to Jackson County in this non-conference rivalry game. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bacon Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Puffer Grill Body Shop Halftime Show, got a good one going on here at Jackson County High School. Clay County trailing by four at the half, 32-36. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free six-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. We alternate each broadcast, girls to boys. Tonight is a boys question. In the 24-year Rob Edwards era of Bulldog basketball, only one player has recorded multiple games against the Blue Devils where they hit five or more three-pointers. Who is that player? I'm going to repeat it again. In the 24-year Rob Edwards era of Bulldog basketball, only one player has recorded multiple games against the Blue Devils where they hit five or more three-pointers. Who is that player? If you think you know the answer or would just simply like to make a blind guess, send in your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. I asked Coach Edwards this question earlier today. He took him about eight guesses before he figured it out. I asked Doug a few minutes ago. He immediately said it before I finished reading it. So some people do know this. No response yet. I thought we had a response, Thomas. Thomas, let's talk real quick again. May not have time again. Mention that Christmas break coverage tomorrow or anything else that you want to before the third quarter starts.
Yeah, tomorrow night on the Del Hollow Horizon Facebook page, just like this broadcast is being coming to you online right now. We'll have set up around, I'm going to say 6:45-ish. The parade starts at 6:30. We'll be on the square. So, we'll go live somewhere in between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, I would say. And looking forward to trying something new, Daniel.
Absolutely. I'm sure everybody else is, too. We do have one response that's come in on the hotline. Listener Sam Daniels guesses Grant Strong. Outstanding guess, but incorrect. Another guess has come in of Trent Bowles. That guess comes from Tyler Edwards. Trent, a pretty obvious guess, but it is incorrect. Trent, I believe, maybe the all-time three-point leader. Of course, Tyreek or Grant could have had something to say about that. I hadn't looked at it lately, but incorrect on the guesses of Grant Strong and Trent Bowles. But keep guessing, Tyler and Sam. Perhaps you'll get it. Peyton Smith has been guessed. That's incorrect. Jackson County with the basketball here in front of us right now. They're firing a three of their own. No good.
Sam also guesses Sailor Walton, Daniel.
Oh, another great guess, but once again, incorrect. 7-minute mark of this third quarter. Clay trailing by four. White Browning with it inside, under the hoop. Nice job of backing up, making the shot.
It was a nice catch on that, too. That was a tough pass to handle. He caught it well.
Back to a two-point game, 36-34. Jackson County with the advantage. On the 4-4, Coach Edwards, those original five starters, is a foul call.
Got a guess of Tyreek Key, Daniel.
Incorrect. Another great guess, obviously, but another guess of Casey Farrell coming in. Incorrect. Some great players being mentioned here. I'll read that trivia challenge question again in case some listeners missed that a few moments ago. Here in a moment, McCray with it inside. He had a huge first half. Gives off to Patterson. Patterson to Meadows. Meadows in the paint. Dishes across now. Kennedy with it. He fires the three, and it's good. Jackson County extending this lead out to five, 39-34. Oh, a lot of people guessing sharpshooter John Tanner Dodson. Nate Adams firing a three. Misses that. Rebound by Kennedy. Now, Dodson is the single game three-point leader against Jackson County during the Edwards era. He hit seven back in 2015, but he did not record multiple contests where he hit five or more.
Yeah, we see little listener Hannah Bowles making that guess. We've got some other unnamed folks, so remember, if you make a guess, add your name to it. When you make the guess of the player, include your name.
5:45 and ticking, third quarter. As we mentioned earlier, Coach Edwards, during his 24 years, has met Jackson 53 times, has a 35-18 record against them. Only 11-10 in this gym, though. It's been a tough place to play.
Always has. Over the years, we've brought some really, really good teams here and struggled to get through this place.
Tyler Edwards guesses Landon Woodcock, Daniel.
Another sharpshooter from the Edwards era. No good. Another guest coming in from Bob Weaver of Kelly Spivey. Kelly, of course, a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and an outstanding player. But this player would be from the Edwards era, 2001 to current day.
Tiffany Brown guesses John Godwin. What about Godwin?
John Godwin, another great guess, an outstanding player, but incorrect. I'm going to narrow it down a little. Let me cut off a few years here. This player was on the floor for Coach Edwards as Nate Adams knocks down a three from right wing. This player would have played, how close do I want to whittle it down? We'll say 2007 through 2011 is when this feat happened. When somebody recorded multiple games against Jackson County where they hit five or more threes. Nate Adams has another bucket, 5 points on the last two possessions. Doug, he's heating up. He did this in the East Robertson game to open the third quarter, too.
Yeah, he's starting to get a little rhythm going. That's nice.
He ties it up at 39, Daniel.
Halfway through this fourth quarter, Dawson Russell has been guessed. Jeff Spivey's been guessed. John Wayne Browning's been guessed. All incorrect.
We also have Nolan Dale has been guessed by Tiffany Brown. Tara Bowles guesses Sean Garrett. Parker says Trent Bowles, which we've already had that. Sam goes with Corey Hamilton. Any of those names correct, Daniel?
Also, Chelsea Short guessing Corey Hamilton and Dwayne Reeser guessing Heath Times. Both of those incorrect.
In Jackson County 3, have any idea who made it?
I'm going to chalk it up to Kennedy.
Okay.
Foul called here. Nolan Adams and Kyron Westmore checking back in. Jordan Strong being guessed, a great three-point shooter. Of course, your son, Doug.
Yeah.
Incorrect, though. Did not record multiple games against Jackson County. Let me go one step further with the hint here. We have heard the correct answer's name being given during this trivia challenge. It was just not a guess. It was one of our guessers. And that's a clue for everybody, not just that individual. Wyatt Browning inside for Clay County. Power move. Foul.
Browning headed to the line. He's got 11. The first he and both Nate Adams have 11 points in this contest, Daniel.
We have a correct answer finally. Tiff Brown says Tyler Edwards, and that's 100% correct. I wish Tyler Edwards would have known that he himself would have done that. I was looking forward to giving the new voice of the Bulldogs on the PA at home games a certificate. But now Coach Edwards, of course, Tyler, his son, he came up with the answer. It took him a few times. Doug, you knew it immediately.
Knew it right off the bat because watching him over the years and Of course, when you coach them, sometimes you don't realize that.
Yeah.
You don't get caught, but watching them, you remember things like that.
And apparently when you're playing, you don't remember that.
Well, as my wife says, I've got all that useless knowledge. Will it come out right there?
We'll try to get back to action here, so congratulations to Tiffany Brown. She needs to watch the mail for a free substitute ticket and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Nolan Adams with a nice drive and taking the foul, Daniel, headed to the line.
Sorry about getting away from the action there. To be honest, the real action was on the Horizon Sports Network hotline. We had multiple guesters going at it there for that answer. We greatly appreciate everybody that always sends in responses on that.
Hadn't missed a whole lot, you know.
It's good to have a score update, Tom. 3:05 mark in this third quarter.
A two-point game. It's 42-40, Jackson County.
Nolan Adams at the line, misses the first, hits the second. 1 point of the difference. Clay County trailing by one. Jackson County on the offensive here. Meadows with it out top, defended by Lance Burchett. Kicks over to Patterson, defended by Nolan. Back into the hands of number three. That's Austin Hicks. His three-pointer good.
Jackson County, a trio of three-pointers in this quarter. That's all the points they have, Daniel.
Tyron Westmore tries to answer. No good. Off the hoop. Rebound McCrary. We have slowed McCrary down in this third quarter.
Yeah, we've kind of doubled him, but that's left those three-point shooters open, and they've made some shots.
Nolan Adams comes up with a loose ball, comes the other way. Nice spin move, shot up, no good. Fighting for the rebounder, a couple Blue Devils and one dog. Jackson County comes away with it. Patterson with it, top of the key, works left, kicks to Metis, his three-pointer, and Jackson County heating up. We may have to take our chances with McCrary one-on-one as a timeout is taken by Coach Edwards. 2:04 mark of this third quarter, 48-41, Jackson County leading by seven.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, where Clay County trails Jackson County 48-41. The Blue Devils with a cool dozen points here in the third, all coming from behind the arc, Doug. They're heating up.
Andrew Smith inbounds to Nolan Adams on the floor for Clay County. Nolan Adams, Connor Westmore, and Andrew Smith, Wyatt Browning, and Lance Burchett. Weston Burchett will come to the scores table to check in. Over and back call. Jackson County regains possession. And they have built this 7-point lead, as Thomas said, behind some deadly shooting from behind the arc.
Yeah, made four in this quarter, Daniel, and 6-8 for the contest.
Kendi inbounds it to Metis. Metis defended by Burchett. Kicks to McCrary. He's going to drive against Browning. Shoots the jumper from right elbow. No good. Rebound by Browning. Gives off to Lance. Lance across the timeline. Out pass ahead to Smith. Smith back to Lance at left wing. Now to Browning at the free throw line. Dribbles. Passes down low to Birdwell. Birdwell going to be called for the offensive foul. I thought that was a pretty good acting job on the part of the Blue Devil. More than a foul by Birdwell.
I think so, too. I think a little flop action right there.
Minute and a half left to play in this third quarter. What was that halftime score, Thomas?
Clay County trailed by four. It was 36-32 at that time.
And now we find us ourselves 48-41. Jackson County has maintained the lead. Now they lead by seven. Hicks with it right wing. Now inside to McCrary. He's double-teamed by Smith and Browning. Dribbles out of it. Nolan Adams knocks it loose. McCrary gets it back. Kicks to Kennedy. His three-pointer good. That's two in the quarter for him as we tick under 1 minute to play in the third. Burchett out top, gives to Smith, back to Lance. They swing it out of Owen Adams, three-pointer left wing, no good. Smith tries to keep it alive, does so, gets it to Birdwell, power dribble, shot up, no good. He was fouled, but no whistles blow. McCrary caught the whole left arm of Birdwell, and I'm shocked they didn't call that one. That's something they've been calling tonight.
Yeah, they've called a lot of that tonight.
Near steal by Burchett as I try to keep up the camera. Timeout taken by head coach Kevin Thomas. 28 and a half seconds left in this third quarter. Jackson County leads by 10, 51 to 41.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, where Clay County now trails by 10. After five made three-pointers from Jackson County here in the third quarter, Daniel. But this one's almost over anyway, this period.
20 seconds left in it as Jackson County has it again. Clay County trying to stop them from getting another triple. They look down low to McCrary, can't get it there. Kennedy, three-pointer, right corner, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams. Nolan Adams pass ahead to Bird, but Weston with the right block, shot up, no good. But a foul call. Much less contact that time than before when McCrary hit it.
Definitely.
Maybe a makeup call. Weston going to go to the line to shoot two. Speaking of shooting free throws, free throw leader against Jackson County in the Edwards era, Tyreek Key hit 13 his sophomore year in 2015. Of course, single game scoring leader Grant Strong and Tyreek Key both tied with 41 points in a contest against Jackson County. Now, all the stats I give most of the time on these broadcasts from the Edwards era on, doesn't it back into to your time, Doug, and the great scores from the early and late 80s. Desperation three by Adams, no good at the buzzer. At the end of three, Jackson County has built a nine-point lead, 51 to 42, heading into the fourth and final frame.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, where Clay County trails 51-42 headed into the fourth and final quarter. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Wyatt Browning. He's got 12 points. Nate Adams also in double figures with 11. Both Nolan Adams and Kyler Westmoreland have 6 each. Weston Burble has 3, and Lance Burchett has 5 for Clay County. But it's all about the shooting of Jackson County as they made 5 three-pointers in the third quarter to outscore the Dogs 15-10. This is a dog scoring summary. It's been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Well, if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Jackson County with the ball. Great defense by Lance Burchett. He's called for the personal, though. Very similar to his brother, Jimmy. One of the great defensive players of Clay County history. And Lance can stick to him to close to.
Yeah, he can get up any well.
Kennedy's inbound from in front of the Jackson County bench. Works cross-court to Hicks. Now back to Patterson out top. Fourth quarter just underway. Hicks, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Burchett going to come with it across the timeline. Sets up it right wing. Picks up the dribble. Kicks over to Andrew Smith. Smith circles back out top. Works back to Lance at left wing. Now back to Andrew. Browning working down low. 2-3 zone here. Out of Jackson County as Nate Adams has to give it to Browning. His shot no good. Got his own rebound. Put back good. Wyatt Browning, as Thomas mentioned there in the scoring update, the leading scorer on the night for the black, purple, and gold. McCrary with it. Euro step. Shot up and good.
McCrary's first points of the second half, so
yeah,
he's
shut
got
him
22.
Down. After having 20 in the first two quarters, that was big to hold him scoreless. Of course, they were shooting a lot of outside shots, as Doug mentioned, because of the double team. 6:45 and ticking. McCrary with it, left block, shots up, in and out, no good. Rebound Browning gives to Adams. Nate with it, comes across the timeline. Nate works to the left. Step back three-pointer, no good. Rebound being fouled over. Jackson County comes up with it. Patterson, outlet pass ahead on left wing to Mattis. Gives to Hicks. 6:25 and ticking. Jackson County up by 9, 53-44. Hicks, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound Burchett. Clay County needing points here. Need to cut into this lead, not let Jackson County go up by double figures. Foul call against Hicks. First of the quarter against Jackson County. I guess Nate had to sit quite a bit earlier due to some foul trouble.
Yeah,
I kind of missed him.
Early.
I think he has three personals in the contest. Andrew Smith inbound from the baseline. Works it into Browning at the high post. White puts it to the floor. Gives to Nate. What a pass. What a finish.
Five.
Browning with the assist. Nate Adams with the reverse layup finish on the baseline. That makes it a seven-point contest. Jackson County across the timeline. Meadows with it. Gives off to McCrary. Left-handed shot. No good. Got his own rebound. Put back. No good. Rebound Browning.
You know, Clay County's getting some stops. You got a score on the other end, though, don't you, Doug?
Getting a little pace going, too. Getting them sped up a little bit.
Lance with it. Gives Andrew. Andrew at right wing. 5.5 minutes left. 53-46. 7 points the difference. Into Birdwell. Down low to Browning. Has it stripped out of his hands by Kennedy. Waylon Kennedy with it. Top of the key. Works against Birdwell. Hands off to Hicks. Now McCrary. One-on-one against Browning. Nice job by White. Stayed with him. Disrupted the shot. Jackson Kennedy gets the rebound, though. Three-pointer. Patterson. Right wing. Good. 10 points the difference. As we mentioned, Jackson Kennedy, a 2-3 team on the year, but they are shooting well tonight here at home. Birdwell with it. 6-foot jumper, no. Oh. Passed off to Browning. White missed the shot from left block. He'd like to have that one back.
Yeah, that's as easy as you're going to get one right there. That's point blank.
McCrary, hands off. Hicks, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Nate, full head of steam across the timeline to the hoop. Going to be called for the offensive foul. Unless I'm mistaken, that's the fourth personal against Nate Adams.
Coach Evers is going to try to take a timeout here. He's been making the signal for quite some time.
Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 10 points the difference. Jackson County 56, Clay County 46. 4:33 left to play.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. More information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
There we go.
Back here live. A trap and a turnover. Good job on the inbound there. Clay County needing a bucket here to go back to single digits. They trail by 10 right now.
Yeah, they're going to have to pick up the pressure, too. So the key to that score, then you get your pressure set.
Burchett inbounds to his cousin Nate from the corner. Back to Lance. Now inside to Browning. Browning one-on-one against McCrary. Jumper good. That's a nice play.
Nice play.
Wide Browning. pulling out all the tools on that one. Nice little touch jump shot from the baseline. Jackson County across the timeline. Another turnover? No, they say it is Jackson County ball. I was actually watching through the viewfinder here, so didn't have a great vantage point.
It's a nice play. It's close. It's close.
Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:05 and ticking. 8 points the difference. Jackson County trying to get the win in this series. Clay County have won the last two in the series. Jackson County came to Salina and won a big game at the end of the regular season 2 years ago. That was their last win against Clay County. Of course, Jackson County off in District 5AA now with the likes of Monterey, York, Smith County, and Watertown. Pretty tough district.
Pretty tough district.
I guess York probably the favorite team.
I would think so. Once they get their all their kids, they're going to be pretty good.
Kennedy with it. Drives the left side. Kicks out to Patterson. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound. Burchett. Lance having to step over players, passes ahead to Nate. Nate's jump line shot good. The baseline jumper, I meant to say. Here's the pressure in the backcourt. Here's the trap. McCray passes out of it. Timeout taken by head coach Kevin Thomas. 3:15 mark of this fourth quarter. Clay County has cut this to a six-point game, 56-50. Jackson leads.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
After trailing by as many as 10, Clay County only trails by 6. It's 56-50 in favor of Jackson County. About 3 minutes left in this ballgame, Daniel.
Yeah, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. And McCray with it out top, hands off to Hicks. Hicks drives, kicks out to Meadows. Meadows back inside to McCray. Andrew Smith all over McCray. McCray gets away, gives to Hicks. Jump shotter, three-pointer in the corner, no good. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Here we go. Clay County trying to cut into this six-point lead. Jacksonville, three-pointer, Burchett, no good. Rebound, Birdwell. Goes above everybody else, gets Andrew Smith. Smith with it, back to Lance, three-pointer. Yeah! We've got a three-point single possession contest. What about the comeback that's been mounted here?
Well, they put that pressure on, it's working. They're getting them to rush some shots and then making shots.
Jackson County back with it. They still have a three-point lead, 56-53, 2:24 and ticking, fourth quarter.
Well, he walked.
Season's first clash on the Cumberland happening. Hicks, three-pointer, it's good. Immediately, Jackson County answers Burchett's three-pointer. Lance with it, crosses the timeline, sets up at the top of the key, slows it down, lets his teammates get set. Swings down low to Browning. Browning at the high post. Now to Smith in the corner. Back to Lance at the wing. Cross court to Nate. Nate fires the three left wing in. Yes. Roll right around. Clay County with two threes in their last two possessions. Back to a three-point game. Jackson up 59-56. Trying to build on that lead. Kennedy with it. Gives to Patterson. Defended by Nate Adams out top. Now Meadows at the wing. Back to Kennedy. Weston Burble going to be called for the foul. Fighting through a screen, I guess.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to keep up with his guy.
You got to give the Dawgs credit in this one, Doug. It really picked up that defensive intensity. I mean, that's what got Burble the call right there. Just really putting pressure on the on the Blue Devils.
Jessica don't want to go fast, and we've got them to do that.
McCrary on the rebound after Hicks misses the three. Kennedy with it. Has it knocked away by Burble. Now Weston going to be called for the foul. Sorry, I didn't swing it around. Forgot I was running the camera for a minute. Minute 24 left in this one. Jackson up by three. Kennedy at the line to shoot two. That is the fifth team foul against Clay County. So it'll be two free throws the rest of the way, regardless of what type of foul it is. Kennedy hits the first. 4 points the lead for Jackson. 60-56. Second free throw about to be released. It's good. 5 points the difference. Coach Thomas takes a timeout. Full timeout taken. We'll play two in return. Minute 24 left in this contest. Jackson County 61, Clay County 56.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, minute 24 left in the fourth quarter. On the floor for Coach Edwards, Weston Burble, Nate Adams, Andrew Smith, White Browning, and Lance Burchett, those original 5 starters. Clay County trailing by 5. Plenty of time, though, Doug.
Plenty of time.
Just got to get some stops at the other end, some points on this end. Nate Adams with it, top of the key. Uses the screen by Burble, gets to the hoop, scores.
Wow.
3 points the difference, 61-58. Jackson County fighting against Clay County pressure. Birdwell knocks it loose. Loose ball on the floor. Who's going to come up with it? It's Clay County. Nate Adams, three-pointer, top of the key. Ooh, no good. Rebound McCrary. He's going to be harassed and fouled by Birdwell. We'll go to the other end to shoot two. Not sure what the count is on Weston on personals. His fourth, it appears. 55.8 seconds left here. Clay trailing by three, 61-58. And McCrary at the line. He's got mid-20s on the night.
If there's any weakness to McCrary, it may be his free throw shooting. He's missed a couple tonight, but he makes the first.
Nolan Adams goes to the scores table to check in. He comes on, Weston Burble comes off. Going to use Adams on the offensive end here at least. Of course, Burble does have 4 personals. Just under a minute to play. McCrary hits them both. Timeout taken by head coach Kevin Thomas. We'll stay on air here this time. 55.8 seconds left in this contest. Clay County trailing by 5. 63-58. We'll just stay on air because it is becoming that time of year again. For the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, of course, nominations are open year-round. You can go to the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame website. It's easily found by doing just a Google search if you want to do that. And nominations are on there. You can fill them out, mail them to Clay County High School, drop them by Clay County High School or the Horizon newspaper address. Either of those would work. But this will be the 13th class maybe. Started back in 2010, so might be the 14th class, but all three of us guys have the privilege of serving on the committee that kind of oversees and makes sure that happens each year. Of course, Bobby Westmoreland started it years ago in 2010, a great thing. So anybody that's listening, if you know a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame athlete that you feel is worthy, I mean, for the hall, just nominate them. Throw their name out there, send in as much information as you have, and You never know. They may be voted in.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, it's totally dependent on the public. You have to be nominated, and then nominations can be made by anybody. Hope folks will get involved with that.
Of course, those that vote are the current members. That's who gets the vote each year. It's a peer-elected club. Nate Adams with it. Step back three. Out of the timeout. No good. Whistle blows.
Oh.
Nate going to be called, and that's going to foul him out. No. Lance Burson.
I got number four. Oh, okay.
A lot of dogs playing with four. Birdwell has four. He's on the bench. Lance and Nate both have four. And we've got Patterson in the line to shoot two. 55.3 seconds left in Jackson County with that Patterson free throw. Has a two-possession, six-point lead. Could make it a three-possession game right here. And he does so. 7 points the difference. 45 seconds left in this one. Adams with it. Full head of steam all the way to the hoop. And a foul called against Mattis. Only the second team foul of this quarter for Jackson. Weston Burble checks back in, Nolan Adams out. Original five starters on the floor as Lance Burchett's going to inbound it. Dogs trail by seven. Lance having trouble finding the man. Now Smith, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Burble. Weston with it, gives back to Andrew. Now to Lance. He fires a three top of the key. Yeah! Knocks it down. 33 seconds and ticking. Now Coach Edwards stops the clock. 32.4 seconds left in this contest. Clay County's cut it to four, 65-61. Full timeout taken. We'll play one ad. Come back. Make sure we don't miss a thing.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, 32.4 seconds left, 65-61. The score, dogs trail by four. Doug, what's going on in the Clay County huddle? What's Coach Edwards talking about, you think?
I think he's going to look for a good, quick trap right off the bat. If he can't get it, then foul right away, make it a free throw contest the rest of the way.
Of course, Jackson will go to the line to shoot two if we foul on the floor.
And we've seen Jackson County have a turnover or two of late in the backcourt, so, of course, that's what Coach Edwards is hoping for.
Kennedy's inbound. Good defense in the backcourt. Now he works it into Mattis, defended by Burchett. Back to Kennedy. Now Patterson, defended by Adams, and a foul call. Now that's Nate's fifth?
That'll be his fifth.
Yeah, it will be.
You hate to see that. So we'll go to the other end as Nate Adams has fouled out of the contest. 26.7 seconds left. 4 points the difference in the score. 65 for Jackson, 61 for Clay, and Parker Patterson at the line to shoot two. And that's where Jackson County's been really good down the stretch here, is at the free throw line. Second one's away, also good.
Yeah, perfect 8-for-8 is Jackson County here in the fourth quarter, Daniel.
Three-pointer, Birdwell left side, no good. Rebound McCrary. 19 seconds and a foul call. Weston now going to foul out of the contest and will once again go to the other end for McCrary to shoot. Things looking in favor of Jackson County here, 67-61. McCrary at the line shooting, 19.2 seconds left. Knocks it down. Another one coming. Could make it an 8-point game. And he does. Time getting short. 19.2 seconds. Here's the inbound. Burchett with it. Lance across the timeline. Works ahead to Westmoreland. Three-pointer from left wing. No good. Rebounded by Mattis. Browning going to foul. And this one is all but but a buzzer away from being done, I'm afraid. 10.2 seconds left, 8 points the difference. I'm sure crazier things have happened, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah, but it's had to be real crazy right there. And they've made the free throws. They've done what they've had to do down the stretch.
They have really shot the ball.
And we get a miss there as we talk that. But still, they've done what they're supposed to do down the stretch. They've hit those free throws.
Well coached. You know, obviously, McCrary's had a monster night. Don't know how much film we had on these guys coming into this one and how much we had seen him.
Yeah.
Second free throw missed, but it's rebounded by Jackson County, and this one is going to go final. As the buzzer sounds here on Jim Brown Court, final score, 69 for Jackson County, 61 for Clay County. 8 points the difference. Clay County falls to 2-1 on the year. Jackson County advances to 3-3. We'll be right back as we prepare for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Like that, once we get our
for the better part of a century, we'll be all right. One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lenders, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County's ladies are now 3-1 on the year with their win tonight, and the boys followed a 2-1 with their loss. We're going to go ahead now and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, Tom.
Hey, this is a great basketball game between two good, really good teams. Great coaching involved. We saw it all really in this one. Unfortunately, Clay County came up short, like you said, by 8 points, Doug. But Clay County got down in the first half by as many as 9 points. They went on a run and went up by 6 in the second quarter. And then Jackson County closed out the first half with a 10-0 run to lead by 4. So it was kind of a seesaw first half. We saw Will McCrary really dominate the paint and saw the halftime adjustment to try to take him out of the game. But, just a lot of storylines in this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, McCrary first half and then the second half. We took the ball away from him, and he made the play to get to the guys, and they knocked down shots.
Yeah.
We made the adjustments we wanted, and they made the plays they wanted. So that's, you can't ask for better than that for either team.
That's right. Jackson County shot the ball unbelievable in the third quarter. 5 3-pointers to outscore 15-10. That's when they took one of their, I think maybe the largest lead of the game, went up by 10. They also got that early in the fourth. So the 10 points, largest lead in this game, they ended up winning by 8. Down the stretch, though, Clay County cut it to 3 twice, once with about 2:40 to go, and then once with about a minute to play. I thought the defense really played well down the stretch. We got in some situations that we wanted to be in, Doug, and was in this ball game. And, free throws at the end kind of stretches out to an 8-point margin, but just a great fourth quarter.
Oh, it was. And like I said, we got the pace going in our favor to get us that little run to get back, because Coach Thomas's team, he don't want that pace. He's good controlling that. And we got them to do a few things they didn't like and got us back in that game. Then he got back to his stuff again. So two great coaches, two great teams. That's what you love to see in high school basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a non-conference game, of course, but one of the better non-conference opponents I think we'll see on our schedule. And Coach Thomas doing another great job of getting the team going. McCrary, the leading scorer in this contest, ended up with 26, had 20 at the break, so limiting him to 6 points in the second half. It's kind of choose your poison. We talked about it. I think, like you said, Daniel, well, you just go ahead and explain that. A three-pointer's got less chances of going in.
Yeah, well, it's like, Doug's first one to call it out. We're doubling him, so it's opening up the outside. A good night shooting threes, 35-40%.
Yeah.
McCrary shot from around that 6 to 8 foot range. It was pretty high percentage shots. So, and he'd already proved he could hit them. So, hey, some nights they make them when you dare them.
Yeah, and then also in double figures, 3 more for Jackson County. Parker Patterson had 10 points, Austin Hicks 6, Alex Meadows had 11, and Waylon Kennedy finished with 13, made some big shots there in that third quarter too, the senior did. And, one thing that jumped out at me, I said, hey, they made 11 threes, that's hard to beat. Well, Doug, you mentioned it, you knew it, I didn't really think about it. We made 10.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, two good shooting teams. That's going to be a strength of Jackson and us this year.
Yeah.
We've got shooters that we can put on the floor, and they're going to put shooters on the floor. Both of us, real similar, got a good post play.
Yeah.
So that's going to open up the shots for those kids, and that's what you want. And like I said, both teams made them. They've made them.
Yeah, same for Clay County. They had 3 in double figures. Nate Adams led the way with that late push, 20 points in this ball game. Lance Burchett, 2 big threes in that fourth quarter to try to get us in it. Finished with 11 points tonight. White Browning had 16. Weston Burble had 3. Nolan Adams had 6 points. Kyler Westmoreland, 2 big threes in that second quarter. He finished with 6 for Clay County. So, you don't ever want to lose one. But to me, this was one of those games that's going to help more than it's going to hurt losing.
Well, like I said, the biggie, we played well. Still don't have our basketball legs from these guys.
Right.
Not taking anything away from Jackson, because that's a good team.
Right.
And us to play them that well tonight. And like I said, you said the difference there, boys. They're getting it. And like I said, once we get to where we've got to be, first of the year,
yep,
when conference play starts, we'll be right where we need to be. They're going to get no easier, but we're going to be where we need to be.
Well, that's why we've got this stretch of Jackson County, Macon County, East Rob, York, and Upperman, all in an effort to be better after Christmas when district play starts.
Yeah. And the Christmas tournaments that they play in.
Yeah.
Go to Wayne County every year. That's that's as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. You know, we're bringing some good teams in up home right before Christmas. So those prepare you for where you got to be in February.
That's right. Folks, this Bulldog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels. Engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abelog Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one quick short promo here. Come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Starting off with girls competition. We went with one of the young players, sophomore Ella Eads, who... for the fourth game this year, played a ton of minutes, played some big minutes, and was very instrumental in this win, as you're going to break down, Tom.
Yeah, you know, Clay County was trailing by 7 points in the second quarter before they went on a 12-0 run to close out the first half, go up by 5 at the break and kind of expand on that game and put it away. And Ella Eads started that with a big three-pointer. And then she played some big minutes down the stretch. She scored the most points of any player here with 7 in that final fourth quarter to kind of put away the Lady Blue Devils. And, you know, just I was really impressed with her coming in. You know, you're trailing in the ball game. Coach Walker has enough confidence to put her in that type of situation, and she responded, Doug.
Well, she did, and she's showing that confidence when she steps out there now. You know, last year I thought she looked a little worried out there,
yeah,
a little nervy.
This is a freshman.
And that's right. You threw her to the wolves last year, and she responded well to that. And, mm-hmm. I mean, she made freshman mistakes, but you can see that's helped her this year because she's a different player, different player.
Yeah, and she kind of stepped up, you know, when Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford were, you know, and there's no doubt Coach Brown, one of the best coaches, well, really ever, yeah. And you saw that. His plan was to take away Hallie Buford and collapse in on Bella Ashlock, and he did a good job of that. And LA's had to step up into double figures with a cool dozen tonight. I assume it's probably her career high. I don't know that for sure.
I would say if not, it's right there. You know, Jim's one of those makes the better players stop you a little bit,
yeah,
and make somebody else beat you. Is what he does well, and you know, he done that tonight.
Yeah, and LA's is the one that beat him.
Yeah,
right there.
In boys action, hard not to go with senior center Wyatt Browning, who just did such a good job tonight. And I know McCrary ended up with a ton of points, but not for the lack of effort defensively out of Wyatt Browning. Of course, he probably ended up leading us in scoring, too. But we talked about his ability to move, even though he's a bigger guy, and he showed that tonight. He'd step out of the free throw line, pick McCrary up at the high post, oftentimes would not allow him to penetrate past him, and he'd have to kick it out elsewhere. And he knew the game plan was to attack him because of McCray's talents, and he was up to it. He did a good job, I felt like.
Yeah, he did. He played well on the defensive end. Like you say, McCrary had the length and the size advantage. There's nothing Wyatt could do about that. But he battled and got the position he needed to get. If he's going to shoot it over him, you know, and make the shot, there's nothing he could do about it. But on the other side, like you said, he had 16 points tonight. 9 at the half, so he's very consistent throughout the game. That's one thing I missed. I was excited to get basketball started last Monday night, but I was wanting to see Wyatt Browning work in there, and got to see it tonight, Doug.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, it's going to get more and more as we go, getting them comfortable. You know, Wyatt said, you know, he showed what a senior should show.
That's right.
You know, he made the plays. When they doubled him, he found the guy. You know, just good, solid play from a senior to expect.
Yeah. What I was impressed with was even though he was being attacked a lot, he played smart enough, didn't get in foul trouble.
That's true.
We
talked about that early, and Doug has mentioned it several times. Guys, you got to remember, these guys have
well, I got 2 weeks of practice, and one of those weeks was a holiday week, Thanksgiving. So, you know, Wyatt Brownie's not in basketball shape yet. Nate Adams, none of these guys are. And I don't know, just a great game from Browning, I thought. He was taking snaps at offensive and defensive tackle just a few days ago.
two weeks ago tonight, they were playing football, that's right. Well, tonight's TDS top performers were indeed Ella Eads and Wyatt Brownie, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Next up, for the teams from Clay County, will be a home outing against Macon County in Joe Sims Gym on Tuesday night. Another good non-district opponent, non-conference opponent. I guess Macon's AAA in this 4A classification system.
That's right, yeah.
You know, you've got a big team coming in who's usually good, boys and girls. So going to be a good one there. Guys, any final thoughts before we sign this thing off tonight?
Yeah, just nothing like Clay County and Jackson County.
That's
really,
right.
We split, and that's kind of the way it's been over the years right there. And I just want to say, Doug, appreciate you joining us tonight. You do a great job. And tell your wife I like that useless knowledge.
she brags on that a lot. That I'm proud to be here with you guys. I just love sports, so I like to talk about it. So
well, we certainly appreciate our listeners and appreciate our sponsors as always. Well, folks, until this coming Tuesday evening from Joe Sims Gym, when we'll be going live for Clay County against Macon County, for Joe Sims, for Doug Strong, and for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.